Hello, this is Liz Brown, Gloria Steinem's chef. I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Time now for another edition of The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Saying that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Yes, you do. You need to get up. You need to get to me, my goodness gracious. We have so much stuff to talk about. 4540400 is my phone number. Every day I just think, it's just, you know what? If this keeps up, I'm going to have to start feeling sorry for the Republicans. I'm going to have to have a little pity party for them. Check this out. Let's go on over to Kansas for a moment. Not Kansas City, Missouri, but Kansas. Reddest of reddest of reddest of red of state. They put the R in red. Right? Then explain to me why Paul Morrison, a career prosecutor, a law and order Republican, whatever that is now running as Attorney General as a Democrat. What up with that? He's running neck and neck with Republican Phil Klein, a social conservative who made headlines by seeking the names of abortion clinic patients and vowing to defend science teaching standards that challenge the Darwinian evolution. Now understand, Kansas is a state that voted 2-1 for Bush. Yet and still, 9 former Republicans will be on the November ballot as Democrats. Did you hear what I said? Ouch. Ouch. 9 former Republicans from the reddest of red states are now running as a Democrat in Kansas? Dorothy, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Huh. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30, and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. It's gotten so bad for the Republicans in Kansas that the Johnson County Sun
endorsed virtually the entire Democratic ticket. And this is a newspaper that has endorsed fewer than a dozen Democrats in the last 50 years. What is going on? Republicans are feeling, in Kansas anyway, Republicans are feeling what I've been talking about all of them all this time. They feel betrayed. That their people have not been standing up for them. And you know how, and I'm going to tell you why I've always felt this way about the Republican Party. Always felt about the Republican Party. There is a story that is really pretty foul. It is really, no, it's not pretty foul. It is foul beyond description. And I'm going to, before I get to that foul beyond description, I got to give you kind of a build up to it. Because I'm living in this country, a couple of things. I'm living in a country that tells me, because George Bush said it was so. Because George Bush signed off on an act a couple days ago that he can declare me an enemy combatant if he wants to. And there ain't a damn thing I can do about it. I can't hire a lawyer because they can snatch me up and put me in jail and nobody could ever hear from me again. I would just be gone. And they say that they do this to protect us from terrorists. So help me then. Help me with this. Because just a few days ago, in downtown Lawrence, South Carolina, a convention of the white supremacist organization, Aryan Nations, had just had their convention. Now, it seems to me, and I don't want to cuss. I don't really want to cuss at all, and let alone cuss in a way that would be completely inappropriate. Words that would truly make you blush. But I got I got to be careful as I express my concern and the hypocrisy of this nation that we live in under the control of this Republican holier than thou I am God George Bush. I am God and you're a terrorist. That's their worldview. I am God and you're a terrorist. Administration of George W. Bush. Okay. George Bush has the ability, the authority, the godlike option of sticking out his bony little finger, pointing at you, and saying, you are an enemy combatant. You're a terrorist. So explain to me, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, that George Bush and those who work for him were not standing outside of the auditorium of this Aryan Nation convention and snatching up every single one of the people that walked into that convention. Every single one of them. What is, you can't get more terroristic than being part of the Aryan Nation who wants to kill Black people, African people, Catholic people, Jewish people, Mexican people, the FBI, the media, liberals, Asians, who just about, I don't know who else is not on that list. So explain to me, these people want to kill all of those, kill me. They said it. I've been on list. So why have, if there is this ability to really rid the streets of terrorists, explain to me why they're still able to walk around. Explain that to me. Explain in the time of a nation that spends billions of dollars on homeland security that these guys get to have a doggone convention. That they are having a convention with their faces showing. How do they get to do that? With the billions of dollars in homeland security, ain't no black people ever blown up a building and killed white folks. Haven't done that. Timothy McVeigh has. And he belonged to, associated with, supported everything that the Aryan Nation stands for, and then some. Because he went that other step and took up bombs and blew up a building and killed people. So help me with this. Help me with this. They sell T-shirts. I'm a racist. I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan. They wear T-shirts saying, I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Now, do you think I would be arrested if I wore a T-shirt that said, I'm a member of a group that wants to kill white people? You think I would, do you think they would stop me? You think some cop somewhere would stop me? Or I support organizations that support the killing of white people. You think someone somewhere would stop me? They should. So explain to me how you can sell a T-shirt and wear a T-shirt that says I'm a member of the Ku Klux Klan for 40 years and not have a conversation with somebody in law enforcement somewhere. Somewhere, somehow, have a conversation with somebody. I say this to point out the concern that you all need to have about the government that you live in. If our government, if George W. Bush is not trying to get the Klan, the Aryan Nation, these racist murderers, supporting murderers, hate-filled, dangerous group of people who ain't ashamed of being hate-filled, dangerous, murderous people. If our good government is not trying to rout those terrorists out, then you have to ask yourself the question, what are they really trying to do? And how can I be safe if my government is not interested in getting homegrown terrorists in jail? How can I really be safe? How can I really be safe? Because the reality is that this Aryan Nation hates any white person that doesn't hate Mexicans, Jewish people, gays, the FBI, journalists, liberals, Arabs, Asians. So you're in danger too if you don't really hate any of those groups. You're in danger too. Ask yourself why your good government is not going after them. How they can have a dang convention and nobody get arrested. How does the Aryan Nation get to have a convention and nobody get arrested? Ain't that some stuff? I'm Liz Brown. I ain't done. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tahiti Village. South Van Deventer at Industrial Drive, there's a report of a hazardous material situation of train derailment. Authorities are asking motorists to avoid the area at this hour. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for delays possible. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170, look for no problems to report there. Northbound 270 from 55 to Marshall, that traffic is starting to build. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, look for no problems there. Eastbound 40 at 141 and 270, look for no problems to report there as well. Westbound Eads Bridge traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank into the landing, and westbound 5570 at the PSB, look for no delays, as well as westbound Kingbridge traffic is on the move at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tahiti Village. Why haven't you called Tahiti Village yet? You've heard Tanya Roberts on the radio offering couples complimentary three-day, two-night hotel in Las Vegas. So call today, 877-57-VEGAS. That's 877-57-VEGAS. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day. A chance of rain with a high in the lower 60s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon with a high in the lower 50s. Currently, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 39. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Washer, dryers, refrigerator, stoves, everything that you need to make your house a home look. This is Liz Brown. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union. 3425 Union. Get your shop on. It's time to buy a television set. I think there's a World Series or something going on. I think you need a big screen. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union and tell them I told you to.
Connect Care. Still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, "I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life." Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
The information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north, south, and south. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil, waste. wasted on the ocean.
Mercy me. This is Liz Brown. My goodness gracious, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, but get to me. In the next hour, looking black. Deborah Mathis is going to be joining us for Looking Black. You don't want to miss that. Ooh, especially around this election time. Looking Black is a must hear. So join me next hour for Deborah Mathis and Looking Black. My name is Liz Brown. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Zach.
Good morning, Liz. How's it going?
It's outstanding.
Good. Good day to be alive. Also a good day to stay wise. I think about those commercials that they put out about these various countries that our policy and, I guess, corporate world's policy is to go in and exploit their resources. And at the end of those commercials, they say, well, they blew up this and they blew up that, and they want to kill us. And I'm thinking, well, didn't we go in there and blow up their hospitals, their mamas and brothers and sisters, et cetera? And wouldn't you want someone like that to stay out of your business, out of your affairs? I mean, when I look at terrorists, I look at the way they lay us down in the streets in this country. You know, that's terrorism to me. No Iraqi ever called me a nigger. Ain't nobody in Pakistan ever came up on me and said lay down on the ground or any of that crap. Yet they want to send my son to a war for this country's policy, and that's invading, blowing up hospitals, saying, oh, it was, casualty. They come up with some construed words that defeat on the American public. Yet, I'm like, there's some things the U.S. needs to stay out of, and you got to ask yourself, why aren't they going in Korea? Why aren't they going in China? Because they can shoot back, and if family can shoot back, we wouldn't be eating deer meat.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. The truth will set you free. I could not believe when I heard what came out of your mouth. You said in Kansas, they're leaving the Republican Party going Democrat?
They are running, not only going Democrat, running as Democrats. That is correct.
Running as, did Howard Dean hear that?
Running as Democrats.
I can't believe it. As you say, Dorothy in Kansas, what's going on?
That's right.
Well, Ms. Brown, I also had to call you about Mark Foley's priest. I could care less what they did when he was a little altar boy. He's still a pedophile, and the priest cannot save the Republican Party.
Oh, I do. I care. I care that there is a priest out there that molested children.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a horrible thing, and I think that he should be punished. And I think it is something that we have to talk about. But that does not mean that Mark Foley did not commit crimes against pedophile crimes against children.
That's what I was trying to say, Ms. Brown.
You know,
right.
I mean, I do right. care. I do care that there is a priest out there, and I think it is horrible that this man did this to Mark Foley when he was a child. That's a horrible, horrible, unforgivable thing.
Right.
But
now, right.
And there's no but to that. It is a horrible thing. Mark Foley has done horrible, unforgivable things to children. And he must, too, be punished for it. And that's a lesson to everybody about why this priest, the confession by this priest that he molested Mark Foley as a child is a condemnation not only of this priest, but it's a condemnation of the Republican Party, because this is what happens when you stand silent on pedophiles going after children. You damage the children. You can damage the children for the rest of their lives.
You're right.
That is why I think that it is a powerful statement of why, of how wrong the Republican Party was to stand silent or to allow Mark Foley to prey upon children the way that he was preyed upon, because I don't think it would be a realistic assessment to make that some child may now prey on other children when they become an adult because of what Mark Foley has done to them.
One more thing, Miss Brown. You and Clara McCaskill got to get this paper, Miss Brown. They got Clara McCaskill in this paper. And you know how the NAACP ran a report card against Jim Talent, gave him all F's?
Uh-huh.
Well, Jim Talent did the same thing to Clara McCaskill. Let me tell you what he said about her. Does she really deserve your vote?
What paper is this?
Let me call the name.
Sure.
The American. St. Louis American. He ran a report card on her.
Oh, they ran it. He ran an ad in the
oh,
St. Louis
American.
Let me tell
you what he said about Clara, Miss Brown. Let's look at her failed report card in the community. F for failing to protect the African-American small businesses. F for failing to support $7.25 minimum wage package, Ms. Brown. F for
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Who is this organization?
It says paid for by Jim Talent for Senate.
Okay, so Jim Talent is Jim Talent who refuses to support the increase in the minimum wage is attacking another person for not supporting the minimum wage. Is that right?
Yeah, he gave her a report card too.
Isn't that interesting? Well, here's the difference.
Uh-huh.
Claire McCaskill has not given Jim Talent a report card. The NAACP has given Jim Talent a report card. And if the only report card that Jim Talent can give Claire McCaskill is a report card that he's created in his own little mind, how sad is that?
Let me finish reading to you, Ms. Brown. F for failing to support the NAACP endorsed law to stop predatory lending. F for failing to support a $20 billion state fiscal relief package, including $400 million for Missouri's Medicaid. F for failing to support the Medicare prescription drug bill that gives relief to low-income seniors. F for failing to support the new market tax credit to revitalize urban areas. Paid for by Talent for Senate, Ms. Brown.
Well, what needs to happen is that there needs to be a response from Claire McCaskill.
Because it's horrible.
Wait a minute. How did George Bush get in the White House?
Thank you. You know it.
Okay, well, then why wouldn't all his friends be thieves as well? Got to roll.
I don't know where he got this pitch from, Ms. Brown, but Claire got to see him. Ms. Brown, right on for the Republicans leaving the Republican Party going Democrat. Howard Dean must do something about that one. Have a nice day, Ms. Brown.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Earl.
Hey, Liz, I don't believe this. This guy telling me that because now 40 years later, 50 years later in his life, now he's been doing all this all the time, and now he's bringing it on the priest. Come on now.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing. I think that when you are a predator, just like if you are a child abuser, just like if you are a wife beater or a woman batterer, you can in most cases trace back to their childhood, and the things that they're doing are the things that were done to them. It is not an excuse. It is an explanation for because human beings don't naturally do these things without damage occurring to them. Most of the time at an early age. I don't see this as an excuse at all. I see this as an absolute condemnation of the Republican Party, because these are the things that can happen. If you do not stop predators from preying on our children, some of those children will grow up to be predators as well.
But, Liz, I think it's a cop-out to blame it on the priest.
Who's blaming it on the priest?
He's blaming it on the priest, what he did. This guy wanted to do these things.
Wait a minute. Who is blaming it on a priest?
Foley is blaming it on a priest because this happened to me over 20 years ago. Now I'm doing this. But, I mean, that's like the Catholic Church ought to be like, I mean, they ought to be like rolling over in their graves. Like, what is this? I mean.
Okay, Earl. I mean, just let's slow down just for a second, okay? I agree with you 1,000% that the Catholic Church, where are they on this? We have another priest that is confessed to being a predator of children. The Catholic Church must respond to that, and all the other children that have been preyed upon by this pedophile priest must also be sought out and given help and given support. I think it is a blessing. that Mark Foley has named this priest, and it is a blessing that this priest has confessed, because maybe now we can go try and find a way to heal some of the other children that have been molested by this horrible, horrible priest. If Mark Foley is saying that this is an excuse, then shame on Mark Foley. I don't know anybody else is saying that this is an excuse. This is an excuse that this priest did this to me these years ago.
This is a cop-out. This is a cop-out on this guy. And, you know, they're almost saying it's okay.
Who's saying that it's okay? No one. Who is saying that it's okay?
I mean, that's the Republican Party is saying that it's okay because this happened to me. He's a grown man. He knows what's wrong and what's right. I mean, he made legislation. He wrote laws. I mean, he knows what's wrong and what's right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing, Earl. If the Republican Party is saying it's all right because Mark Foley exposed the priest that sexually abused him, then shame on the Republican Party. That it's a sin against God for them to say that it is ever right for an adult to be a predator on children. It is never, ever, ever, ever right. It is not. I think it's a blessing, however, that this pedophile priest name has been revealed. It's a blessing because some child will be healed because the name of this pedophile priest has been released.
I agree with you, Douglas, but I'm saying 50 years later, come on now. I mean, come on. You're a grown man. You know what's wrong with you. You got a family. You got children of your own. You got a family and a wife. I mean, come on.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is James Layton. I'm inviting you to get aboard the Glory Bound train. Every Saturday night, right here over radio station WGNU, traveling down track AM 920. Join us. You'll be glad you did.
The Glory Bound train broadcast with James Wafer is heard every Saturday night at 7:30 right here on WGNU.
This is Mark Hinderleiter, host of Lessons in Leadership. Every Friday afternoon, I interview high-level leaders about leadership issues that matter most. As far as I know, it's the only show of its kind. Whether you're an executive, manager, teacher, coach, volunteer leader, or the head of a family, this show is for you. You'll get practical tips from real leaders on topics that can give you the competitive edge in the marketplace. Tune in every Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Lessons in Leadership.
Hi, this is Leora Daniels. And I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 for good gospel music and church news on the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Start your Saturday off right with me, Leora Daniels, and the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Around the world, behind the story, it's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
All we need is some peace, peace, Peace of mind. This is Liz Brown. My goodness gracious, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. Don't forget, in the next hour, we will be joined by Deborah Mathis, Looking Black. We have much to talk about. You need to stay with me because we have business to deal with. T.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
If history repeats itself in any way, the color, that the color alert thing is going to go to fuchsia or aqua or whatever it's going to go to.
I know. I think it's going to probably be a little chartreuse.
Yeah, well, it's going to be pretty. And then I also will say that we'll have another sitcom with either Osama bin Laden putting out a video and or Zarqawi putting that out.
Yes.
We will have a thread on maybe a on a donut store, so you know, yes, like a Krispy Kreme or whatever. We're going to have, you know, some kind of threat there.
There's going to be a brown skin roundup.
Yeah.
Okay. We're
going to get. Going to do that.
Going to get a brown skin roundup.
There's going to be some brothers down in Florida that had the thought of doing something wrong.
Brown skin roundup. That's what I'm saying.
Without a doubt. So, like I just thought I would pass. I don't know. So that might be in the 72 hours prior to the another theft. But I said, you both. Voting still concerns me, and that's going to be. And watch out of the talk that's going to come out the day after the election or the week after that. We got to fix these problems. And then John McCain is up here saying that, well, we'll do better because we can't afford to have a do nothing Congress. What? What have we had for the last?
They have worked. They have worked fewer days. They only work 3 days a week. Did you know that, T?
Yeah,
they have worked. They have worked fewer days than any Congress since 1920 something. They do nothing. They work 3 days a week, and they gave themselves a raise.
But he promised that they're going to do better for the American people.
Okay, kiss my grits. Kiss my grits.
Come on, Liz. Don't
kiss,
you go there.
Kiss my grits.
This is a guy who was once a prisoner, a hero.
And a prisoner of war who voted for torture. Shut up. Get out the way.
He's just like Foley. Foley wasn't treated like that. So he does.
Fact.
He
was fact. Fact. Fact.
Come on, Liz.
All right, all right. All right, you're right, you're right. That
ain't cool, Liz.
All right.
Hold on, I forgot George Bush signed up over there. I gotta go.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
The top of the morning to you, Dr. Brown.
The rest of the morning to you.
Thank you. You know, I'm so happy you're inviting Gloria Steinem.
Yeah.
You know, she wrote a Bible in the feminine.
Yeah.
But prior to her coming, especially in the discussion of abortion, I just wanted to convey to you, I heard when you said a few days ago that you were in the process of adopting a child.
Yes.
You have so much love to give. I don't know anybody that could raise a child better than you.
Oh, what a sweet thing to say.
You know, I'm so happy, and the child is so, so very blessed.
I'm excited.
Okay,
I'm
take
excited.
Care.
Thank
doctor.
You.
Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much. Did I say much? Much to talk about.
Good morning, Mrs. Brown.
Good morning.
Yes, you were talking about Mr. Foley. You know, the only thing I hate about my opinion is that for
turn
leaders,
your, do you have your radio up?
No, it's up.
Okay.
You know, people like Mr. Foley, that is leaders, and they always go back and say,
okay, wait a minute. I just got to stop. Is your radio on?
No.
Okay, what is that in the background?
Oh, that's the television.
All right, turn that down, please.
Uh-huh. What happened is that, you know, when you have leaders that go back and say, well, things that I do is because of my childhood raising. You know.
Okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
From my experience that I only can go by what I've experienced in my history, is that what would happen if black people come up with that kind of statement? If we said that, you know, like I was raised up in Mississippi when there was a colored and a white water fountain. When I was raised up in Mississippi, me and a white kid was raised up together. We ate at each other's house until he started to go into school. And then he come back one day and told me I was the N-word.
Okay.
But now,
And what's your question?
And my question is then, would people forgive me if I walk around and say that's the reason that I hate white folks?
Well, here's the thing. I think that there has yet to be, there are plenty of studies. There is plenty of evidence. It is inescapable that if you teach a child no manners, a child grows up with no manners. If you expose a child to horrible things in their formative years, those things will have an impact on that child. That's inescapable. And that's why we're supposed to raise children well, so that they do not do bad things when they grow up. And I don't think that there has been enough study on the impact of racism on African people. I think that there is a connection between if bad things happen to you all through your childhood from one source, there hasn't been a study on that. There hasn't been any kind of clinical study on that, and I think that there needs to be one. I think that there needs to be a clinical study on people of African descent and their relationship with this, their tortured, twisted relationship with this country to begin with.
Well, I agree with you.
Well, so, you know, I think that there needs to be the studies.
I agree with you, and there's one thing that we must admit, that you do see people who can survive that child raising or that child mentality once they learn that there is a difference between it, that right and wrong. Once this is what adulthood means when you grow up.
Well,
I mean, we're not going around doing that.
Well,
we know. I feel it every day.
But simply because, but we have to also acknowledge that because we are individual human beings, everybody is not built the same. Some people do not survive the damage. Some people do not get better after the damage. Some people do. Some people adjust. Some people have bad relation or have problems in their relationships because of these things. We cannot ever diminish the harm that can occur as a result of horrible things done to children in the course of their life. And there are millions of words out there, millions of studies that have been done out there about what happens when children are sexually abused and when children are physically abused. There is damage. Each child deals with the damage in a certain way, but there is damage. And we have to embrace the fact that there is damage. It's not an excuse. It's an explanation. And it's a warning to all of us out here who are trying to raise children that damage occurs, and we ought not let that happen.
Well, I agree with you so hard, but I still say it's a bad thing for a leader to come out and use this. I think that he has as much sense as I do. I would never
then you're saying
that.
That then
just
you're
say
saying
I made a mistake or
here's
whatever.
Here's
and
the
go
thing.
On.
Here's
but
the
to
thing.
Give a person who wants to do
listen to what I'm saying.
Yes, I know.
The fact of the matter is that for anybody to say that it is not 1 + 1 = 2, that a man who was sexually abused as a child is not damaged after that. Of course, a man who's sexually abused as a child is damaged. The question is how bad is the damage? For a man to say, because this happened to me as a child and I have continued that legacy of
right.
damaging children, I shouldn't have to be punished for that.
Right.
You can't say that. Of course, you're going to be punished. But we have to understand that these things do happen.
That's
these
right.
things, I don't care if you're 60 years old, if you have been sexually abused as a child, there is a possibility of you continuing that legacy.
You're right.
And we have to accept that that is what happens, and that's why we should always, that's why this Republican majority was absolutely wrong, and every one of them should lose their jobs because they didn't protect the children, and the cost of not protecting the children is a Mark Foley. Because Mark Foley was preyed upon as a child as well. He became a predator, and that's why the Republican Party should have protected those babies, because if you don't, you're going to have another Mark Foley that's a predator for our children.
You're so right.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back with Looking Black and my guest, Deborah Mathis, when I return. Stay with me.
got your power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can you sustain?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many
are the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. October is shaping up to be one of the deadliest months so far for U.S. troops in Iraq, and now commanders in charge there are saying it's time to change the strategy. Things are not getting any better. ABC's Terry McCarthy has more from Baghdad.
I've been coming to Iraq for 3 or 4 years now, and we've seen a gradual decline in the level of security, and then last year it just plummeted. The indications are startling that people's quality of life is going down. We're seeing a huge increase in the number of Iraqis who are leaving. Basically, anyone in the middle or upper middle class with money is trying to get out of the city. And that just makes, of course, the problem even worse, because then they have no more doctors, they have no more lawyers, no more professionals to run the city, and that the downward spiral just continues.
More than 70 troops have been killed so far in Iraq. You may not watch the stock markets on a regular basis, but you might today. A lot of people certainly will be when the Dow opens for the first time later this morning over 12,000. So how long before the next milestone?
What's different this time around is that instead of that euphoria, what Alan Greenspan called that irrational exuberance that we saw back in the end of the 90s and 2000, this is a market that seems to be acting a lot more rationally. And so you can always wonder when you're going to cross the next millennial milestone. But I think it's a good sign, a healthy sign, that investors are acting rationally and that the market is moving on the strength of the underlying fundamentals.
ABC News business correspondent Betsy Stark. A Kentucky woman and her boyfriend are in police custody in Illinois after 4 days on the run. They're accused of kidnapping her 9-month-old son from a social worker who was later found dead. The FBI says the infant is okay. It's going to be a rematch of the 1968 World Series. St. Louis is playing Detroit. The Cardinals advanced to their 17th Fall Classic, winning Game 7 over the New York Mets. This is ABC News.
It's the Office Depot 20th anniversary event, and we have great deals to celebrate. This week only, Office Depot has incredible savings on paper throughout the store, like 20% off a 10-ream case of Office Depot brand white coffee paper. This is the last week of the Office Depot 20th anniversary event, so hurry in and celebrate the savings. Taking care of business, Office Depot! In-store only while supplies last.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Buy 4 Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
Maybe it's a very early Halloween prank. ABC's Joan Bennett says someone is altering a welcome sign in Twin Falls, Idaho.
The Renaissance Business Park is gradually losing its name, one letter at a time. Since the night of October 7th, someone's been selectively plucking the large tile letters from the stone entrance to the downtown business center. First an E, then a few days later, the C. A week later, an A and an N went missing, then another E and an S. Scrabble-savvy police point out the thief now has enough letters to spell seance. A Halloween prank? Whatever. The building's owner is offering $5,000 for information leading to the arrest of the phantom editor. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
A new study says there really are no gender differences when it comes to who is better in math and science. Canadian researchers say girls did as well as boys did on tests in both subjects when they weren't told of the old stereotype. When they were, their scores were lower. I'm Daria Alvinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, Cardinal fans are flying high today after the Redbirds beat the New York Mets in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series. Dr. George Grossberg, a professor of psychiatry at St. Louis University School of Medicine, says there's a sense of communal exhilaration around the area.
Everybody's going to feel like they're on top of the world. People are going to have a lot of energy. They'll be in good spirit. They're going to do a lot of good deeds. They're going to be feeling very up.
The Cardinals beat the Mets 3-1 in a nail-biter and will now head to Detroit to take on the Tigers in the World Series. St. Charles police are asking the public to help them find a suspect in a convenience store robbery. The convenient food mart in the 3400 block of Harry S. Truman was robbed Wednesday night by a suspect armed with a handgun. The suspect is a white male in his late 20s, about 6 feet tall and 180 pounds, with long dark hair, a mustache, and a goatee. He was last seen wearing a blue jean jacket, a baseball cap, and glasses. Anyone with information is asked to call St. Charles Police at 636-949-3320 or the tips hotline at 636-949-3333. A defrocked St. Louis area priest is once again being accused of sexual abuse. Yesterday, a civil suit was filed against Father Donald Straub, alleging that he molested a 13-year-old boy in the early 1970s when he was assigned to Resurrection Parish in South St. Louis. Barbara Doris, the victim's outreach director for the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, calls Straub a particularly egregious offender. This is the seventh accusation of sexual abuse to be brought against Straub. Finally this hour, several counties in the Metro East and Southern Illinois are getting federal help to recover from July's severe storms. The Small Business Administration will allow homeowners, renters, and businesses to qualify for low-interest loans to rebuild from storm damage. The SBA's disaster declaration includes St. Clair, Madison, Monroe, Randolph, and eight other counties. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Eckert's. Bring the family to Eckert's and take a tractor ride to the pumpkin patch. You'll find the perfect pumpkin plus lots of fall fun. Eckert's in Belleville, Millstadt, and Grafton. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. South Van Deventer, Central Industrial, there's a report of a hazardous material situation of a train derailment. There are lane restrictions and the motorists are asking, or authorities are asking motorists to avoid the area at this hour between Van Deventer and Tower Grove. Southbound 170 after Olive, all lanes are reopened after an earlier jam, solid at the Rock Road. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park at 270, heavy volume in the right lane. Northbound 55, look for traffic to be normal between Butler and 270. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170, delays are possible. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, look for delays possible there as well. Westbound 270 at Canal Bridge, there's traffic going on approaching the Canal Bridge at this hour. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect some delays. That's a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's coffee. McDonald's is celebrating their Cardinals postseason by bringing back Big Mac sandwiches for a dollar every day the Cardinals play. Limit two per customer. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy day. High in the lower 60s this evening. Partly cloudy. Low in the mid 40s. For Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning. Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of rain with a high in the lower 60s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning. Partly sunny by the afternoon. High in the lower 50s. Currently, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 39. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. It has been an incredible election cycle, election season, election time. And we need to have a discussion about this. We need to have a discussion about the role that the media has played, the stances that have been taken, and where people are in terms of their ability to change what is going on politically. We have some extraordinary races going on The Republican Party has conceded they're going to lose the House. They know they're going to lose the House. The question is whether or not they're going to lose the Senate. And apparently they're going to be putting tens of millions of dollars into the firewall. And the firewall begins here in Missouri, goes on over to Virginia, and wraps around to Tennessee. Huh. We need to talk about all of this madness that is going on in the political world. So let's do it with that time of the week.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
That's right, it's Looking Black. Our guest journalist is Deborah Mathis. She is joining us from Washington, D.C. Deborah, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, it's crazy. This is crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's really some kind of time for American politics.
Have you ever seen anything like this before, Deborah?
Well, you know, I guess not exactly like this, but I remember the 94 quote Republican Revolution that was kind of mind blowing because after all the Democrats had been in control of Capitol Hill for 40 solid years, and then for them to come and take over that way was pretty amazing. But this kind of coming together of all these different events and unraveling, complete unraveling of a platform for a whole party has been astonishing.
And we're going to continue our conversation. We have to take a quick break. I'm talking to Deborah Mathis. This is Liz Brown and Looking Black. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Early birds, get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
On the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My guest journalist this morning is Deborah Mathis. She's joining us from Washington, D.C. And Deborah, can you say that you've never seen quite the unraveling that is taking place right now with the Republican Party? Talk to us about what do you think about the chance of the Republicans losing both the House and the Senate?
There is there's a good possibility that it could happen. I mean, what I find fascinating is that, to me, it has always been the more critical place has been the House. because the house is combative, and the house is where so much stuff lives or dies. The Senate is just by nature more collegial, so you're going to get less partisanship, not that there's none, for heaven's sake, but you're going to get less partisanship prevail. It prevails less often in the Senate because they do so much thing by mutual consent, so many things by mutual consent. The House, on the other hand, is just where partisanship just thrives, and an idea can just die on the vine there. And so I think it's really fascinating that the House it looks like it's a goner for the Republicans.
Now, does it make a difference if the House is only a Democratic majority by 7 or 50? Does it make a difference?
It always makes a difference if you have more padding, mm-hmm. right? Because you can, at that point, you know, if there's some people that are kind of borderline anyway, because you're going to find some that call themselves Democrats but really seem like Republicans and vice versa. So for those that may be right on the line, you know, you don't have as much padding. But I think in this case, because the partisanship is so intense that it doesn't make that much difference in terms of votes. Votes on the floor.
Well, let's talk about some of the black folks that are running all over the nation.
Yeah.
Do you think that it has gotten enough attention about what's going on in Connecticut? That they may have a black governor?
Well, Massachusetts.
I'm sorry, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Massachusetts. Right.
You know that I didn't even know, and I remember Deval Patrick from the Clinton administration. I didn't know Deval Patrick. I had forgotten about Deval Patrick.
Isn't that something?
I didn't know he was still politically alive, and it was only a week or two ago that I discovered that he was alive politically, that he's running for governor of Massachusetts, and that he's
going to
win.
And that he's going to win.
I mean, and I thought, wait a minute, this would only be the second black governor in American history.
In American history.
We don't know about this?
Absolutely. And the race that he has been running has been a grassroots race.
Exactly. And here's the beauty of it. I mean, that even with them trying to play dirty ball on him, and I understand that some of the advertising has just been really crazy against him, trying to portray this very brilliant, civilized, about-it man as somebody who is nuts because he supported defendants' rights.
Right.
And sometimes some very, you know, ugly defendants in terms of what they've done.
I was a criminal defense attorney. I've done that. I understand that.
Exactly. But, you know, he knows the Constitution. He believes in the Constitution, and that's what he is loyal to. Even that didn't work. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, this is amazing.
And it's Massachusetts.
I just found out about this 2 weeks ago, and I'm supposed to be kind of connected to this community, and I just found out about it. So, you know, how do people that are just going about, you know, their days and don't live politics, how do they learn about this? This is really...
This is enormous. This is... And also, it's in Massachusetts. I went to see the movie Departed with Leonardo DiCaprio and all of them, and it took place in Boston. And the opening scene were the scenes from Boston during the busing. You know, and race is a big issue in Massachusetts. I mean, it's on the East Coast, but it's a big issue.
Yes, it is.
And the fact that this black man is fixing to be the governor of Massachusetts, and I haven't seen it on the cover of Jet. I haven't seen it on the cover. I have not seen this percolate or be out there.
You know, it's the one Negro at a time syndrome. You know that.
Mm.
I mean, that America has a way of just falling in love with one black person at a time. They got their one favorite black person. Right now, Barack Obama uncovers everywhere and is being hailed everything. And that's all they can. That's all their little minds can handle at one time.
One
triumphant black person.
Well, I think that is worthy of discussion after all this comes down to, after all of this is done, because why that one? And there's always a reason for that one being picked out. A Colin Powell is a much safer to embrace than a Jesse Jackson or a Al Sharpton, or let alone a Cynthia McKinney. So it's fascinating, and after this election, it should be interesting to see what happens after that, to see if there is that any kind of attention. Let's move to Ohio for a second with Blackwell, the other side of the if we have good and evil, good in Massachusetts and evil in Ohio. Blackwell is also a man of African descent that's attempting to be a governor of the state of Ohio.
And how is that going? I'm wondering.
He's 20 points behind.
Okay, well, good. I hate this because I used to be of the school, Liz. I'll just be honest with you, that if you were the black person, the only black person, I was pulling for you. You know, I saw you, I'm pulling for you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I'm old enough that black people were so rarely on television.
Absolutely.
And when I was a kid, the whole neighborhood, the phones would be ringing, doors would be knocking, Negro on TV at 7 o'clock. I mean, and those who didn't have televisions would have their houses filled with neighbors who came over there, because, you know, in those days, not everybody had a TV, and certainly not a color TV. And it was so rare to see black people. And on the Newlywed Game, you wanted the one black couple to win.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else. I mean, it was just because that's what, you know, our identity was so concentrated, because there was so seldom more than any options, that, you know, we had to go with the one that looks most like us.
Mm-hmm.
The natural thing to do. Well, that was before I grew up and learned that some black people aren't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I might be pulling for them, but they aren't going to be pulling for me.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case, I mean, that trumps everything. The whole idea is your own self-interest. That's the whole idea of voting. That's what voting is supposed to be for. You vote for the person who represents your self-interest.
And at one time, you could look solely at the color of their skin as being African.
Well, it's a natural presumption.
Mm-hmm.
That if someone looks most like you, you're going to think they feel most like
exactly.
you. Natural presumption to make.
Exactly.
So you operate on that presumption until you learn otherwise. You learn that, no, they just look that way, but they don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
So then you go for the one that actually produces what works in your self-interest. And Blackwell is not the man.
No, by any stretch of...
He betrayed, I think, black people with the Ohio vote in 2004. He has the things that he has said, sounds like he wants to distance himself from his color. It's a different thing when you want to say, don't pay attention to my color, pay attention to my substance. That's different from, please forget that I'm black, which sounds like, you know, which has a whole different feel to it. And he's one of those, he hasn't said that, I'm not going to put those words in his mouth, but that is the essence of what I get from him, is that he almost despises his own black.
And he has been on stage with, campaigning with avowed racists, standing next to them and refusing to take their names off of his website. He has been responsible for a purging of black people's voter registrations. He has done everything in the interest, against the interest of the people of the African community, like those that are white have done.
And see, that's what I mean by despising his blackness, which, again, is this thing, this racism bug has so many arms and legs to it. It turns some people some black people hate white people. There's some black people who hate black people. There's some black people who are angry. There's some who smile themselves to death. It has all kinds of manifestations, and this is one of those to me. The same way that Ward Connerly has it,
mm-hmm.
the same way that Clarence Thomas has it. They want to. The blackness has been such a burden to them that they want to get away from it,
mm-hmm.
and so they try to emulate whiteness to the extreme, to the point that it despises and is the opposite of blackness.
So let's,
not a companion to, but the opposite of.
Well, let's talk about Harold Ford,
that has
Jr.
That's amazing. My daughter used to work for Harold Ford years ago on Capitol Hill. And to watch this young man grow the way he has politically has been astonishing. Now, he's a real politician because he has had to really play to the middle coming from Tennessee. And he's a member of this small, annoying little group called the Blue Dog Democrats. And the only, I think there are two black members. I think Sanford Bishop from Georgia is also a member. But it's mainly white guys who really have to do some explaining about why they're Democrats nowadays. And so they call themselves Blue Dog Democrats. They're really just as close to Republican as you can possibly get. And Harold Ford is a member of that. But I guess he felt that he had to move that way if he's going to make this move into the Senate.
And shouldn't we be concerned as people of African descent when we see a Blue Dog, a Democrat?
I think you should, because see, here's what I'm wondering. Again, politics, is a different breed, because sometimes I am of the school that, I don't know if this makes me unstable or what, to say that only sometimes I'm this way, but I found that hard and fast rules categorical rules don't work in life too well. Sometimes you have to have some flexibility in there. But I'm thinking, okay, maybe the means justify the end. If this is what it takes for you to get in there so you can do the right thing, go for it.
We're going to take another break. My name is Liz Brown. We will be back. I'm talking to Deborah Mathis. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Eckerd's. Southbound 270 after Olive. All lanes are cleared after residual jam has had it all the way back through St. Charles Rock Road. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park and 270. Heavy traffic in the right lane. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270. Looks like normal traffic. Northbound 270, Gravoy and Marshall. Look for slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79. Slow traffic going on there as well. Westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge. Look for slow traffic approaching the bridge. And westbound East Bridge traffic is moving well as westbound King Bridge traffic moving well in the landing. Westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Expect slow traffic this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Sours traffic has been sponsored by Eckerd's. Bring the whole family to Eckerd's and take a tractor ride to the pumpkin patch. You'll find perfect pumpkin plus loads of fall fun. Eckerd's in Belleville, Millstadt, and Grafton. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy today, high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning. Mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of showers with a high in the lower 60s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning. Partly sunny throughout the day, high in the lower 50s. Currently, we have 40 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 39. Stay tuned for more of Looking Black and the award-winning Wake Up Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else indeed? Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. Get on down to 3425 Union. You need a big screen TV to watch the baseball games. You need a big screen television to watch the football games. Get on down there. You get a great deal. You get great customer service. And it's great location. It's everything. It's the trifecta of a shopping experience. My name is Liz Brown. Get on down to 3425 Union. Sears, tell them I told you to.
This Tuesday night at 6:30, WWE and the new motion picture, The Marine, present two of the most action-packed shows on national television. Worldwide from St. Louis's Scott Trade Center.
SmackDown is set to explode!
It's the most
most exciting show on network TV, WWE SmackDown. Back-to-back with the most extreme show on cable, ECW.
At the top of the food chain.
First on SmackDown, the Animal Batista joins Lashley for a tag team main event versus King Booker and Finlay. Plus Rey Mysterio and more. Then on ECW, you'll see the whole effing show.
And that's me, Rob Van Dam.
The Sandman, Tommy Dreamer, and all the ECW extremists. When WWE SmackDown and ECW come to the Scott Trade Center this Tuesday night at 6:30. Great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster. For more, visit WWE.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week, we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, "I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life." Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is a message to all those who've been trying to reach the top.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black. My name is Liz Brown. My guest journalist this week is Deborah Mathis. She's joining us from Washington, D.C. Deborah, welcome back.
Thank you.
Looking some more at this election, Mark Foley.
Yeah. Yeah, he's found the newest refuge of a scoundrel, which used to be religion. Now it's a rehab.
Mm-hmm.
That's where everybody goes now. Everybody checks themselves in because they can hide out. They don't have to worry about any kind of press invasion or anything else at that point. And I'm sure he needs some rehab. I don't know if it's alcoholism or not, but anyway, he's letting all the chips fall while he's in there, and boy, are they ever falling. I just find this whole thing fascinating about the cover-up.
Isn't that that is the story, isn't it?
That is absolutely the story. I mean, otherwise it would be you know, a story about one man and what needs to be done to protect pages and that kind of thing. But now what you're finding is that at the end of the day, the most important thing to these Republican leaders is their own political preservation. More so than
anything.
Saving the kids, saving the country, saving the budget, saving any of those things, the rock bottom, you know, the fence of the family, all that stuff that they've come up with all those goofy names for. It's nothing like me and mine, and that's what they're after. When I taught my political reporting class, I told my students all the time, I said it's about getting power, keeping power, and growing power. That's, if you understand those. Those are the three motive forces in Washington.
Do you think
get power? You got to keep it, and you want to grow it.
Do you think it would have been different if there had been a Democratic majority and there was a Tom Foley in the Democratic midst?
Well, let me say this to Nancy Pelosi's credit. Even though I have been critical of her quite a bit and wrote some things even about this case, when William Jefferson got in his trouble with the cold cash in the freezer and all of that business, supposedly kickbacks and bribes to put together deals in Africa. She called for him to be at least removed from the Ways and Means Committee. I mean, to strip him of his committee assignment, to take some kind of action. And her point was is that we have got to show that we are serious about your standing up for, you know.
So, yeah, but can't you say, Deborah, that it's easy to strip a black man of this because you're not going to get a lot of heat from any groups. And secondly, if you're really serious about this whole culture of corruption thing, where are the changes in the lobbyists? Where's the lobbyist reform?
Oh, well, that's a whole different can of worms, and nobody wants to go there because, you know, the thing about the House in particular that I'm sure your listeners understand this already, but let me just go through this very quick tutorial about it, is that because every 2 years every single person has to run in there, here's the way it works. You get elected, you get sworn in, you go to the pretty dinner in Statuary Hall, and you feel like, wow, I've really arrived. Immediately, you have to start raising money for your reelection campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Because another year, you're going to have to start actively running again.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is that you run across the street. Because of the way the laws are set up, you can't raise money from on the Capitol grounds. So you run across the street. All around the Capitol are all these little townhouses that the parties have and sometimes the lobbyists have purchased. And you go in those little houses, and there's an assistant sitting there dialing a phone for you. They dial the number. They hand the phone. Hello, Ms. Jones. This is Congressman Sons. I want to thank you so much for supporting me. I'm really going to do good work for you. But, you know, I've got to run again in 2 years, and I sure could use another $50. Thank you so much. Click. She dials somebody else. Hello, Mr. Smith. This is Congressman Sons. And that's what they do. And then they have to run back across the street to vote. Now, they do that all day. And then in the evenings, they go to some little fundraiser in one of those houses, or maybe it's at a hotel, or maybe it's a big event or something. But they're constantly raising money, 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 money all the time. It's driving them. And so because of that, nobody is going to try to take too big a bite out of the lobbyists, because that's a whole lot of little $50 checks coming in one time.
Mm.
And so they try to avoid, you know, they don't want to stop that too much. Does it get out of hand? Absolutely. It used to be way out of hand. It's better. It is still better than it used to be because the laws have clamped down as much as they have. But it used to be just wide open. You could absolutely own somebody.
Well, and so that gets back to my question of, do you think it would be any different if the Democrats were in control? Because, like you said, it's about getting power, keeping power, and growing power. Nancy Pelosi could have seen this as an opportunity of going after Jefferson in such a quick and decisive way about getting power, growing power, and eventually hoping to keep power. You know, so if they were...
There's no question that the Democrats are inept at working it, okay? They might come up with a good idea, but they don't know how to take it all the way through. They're terrible about working it. And I think that in those 40 years that they had power, they got really lazy, and a lot of their talent atrophied. And so they don't know. They can't do some of these things. They aren't quick on their feet anymore. They're blowing this opportunity now.
Are they fighters? Are they fundamentally fighters?
They're scrappy, but they talk so much stuff. I don't know if you really start throwing down if they can handle it. I mean, the Republicans.
Well, I've seen that they haven't been able to.
Fierce.
Yes,
they are fierce, and they are also very, as we've just seen, they can be very solid. I mean, they have a lot of solidarity. Is what I'm trying to say. They stick up for each other and they take care of each other. They got each other's backs. And the Democrats have just become, you know, like those people that just talk all this pluck and then you get out there and they run the other way.
Mm.
And that worries me in terms of, but I think that maybe now that they've had to eat so much humble pie for the last 12 years, that maybe now they might be ready to come back and get a little plucky about it. But my point about Nancy Pelosi was that you know, at least that position, she positioned herself to have, to be able to take a moral high ground and say, you need to get rid of your people, or take care of this right away. I don't think that there would have been the same kind of cover-up. I really don't. I mean, that's just my, I have no way of knowing, no one does, but I just think that this is a certain kind of group, and the group now that is so desperate to hold on to power and to not admit mistakes and not hurt itself and thinks that everything might hurt it. It's paranoid, in other words, is going to react this way. And that's why Hastert, who I have no question in my mind, knew about this long ago.
Of course he knew about this. And I mean, I talk about it all the time from the perspective of being an attorney. You go to the you know, you go out partying with people in the public defender's office on Saturday. You come back in on Monday. Everybody knows what went down. It's a gossipy place. I cannot imagine, a courthouse is a gossipy place with lawyers. I cannot imagine that the House of Representatives in the same type of place. Everybody knew.
Absolutely. I mean, it's insulting for him to even pretend that he didn't know. And so, you know, and so he hasn't even denied that people told him that, just that he doesn't remember. Well, you don't remember that? What shakes your tree, baby?
Okay.
If that gets you moving.
if that didn't cause you to slow your roll at all and say, huh?
I mean, maybe they have to find, you have to tell them that a member has been in bed with a yearling or something. Maybe that'll do it. But I just find this just ridiculous. If he didn't know, then he needs to fire everybody up there, and they need to fire him.
And if he didn't remember, he needs to been gone.
That's right.
We're going to be back. I'm talking to Deborah Mathis. She's joining us from Washington, D.C. This is Looking Black. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Early Birds. Get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
Hi, this is Connie Mitchell, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air. Each Friday, my co-host Liz Tanz and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Can we be certain of our safety wherever we are? Or are we dependent on circumstances and subject to the actions of others? Hear from people who relied on God for their safety in some tough situations and found His law of good to be a sure help. That's on the next radio edition of the Christian Science Sentinel.
The Christian Science Sentinel, Sundays at 1 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Son, you got a lot of gold.
Looking Black, The Week in Review, The Week Ahead, and Differing Perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Looking Black, and welcome back, Deborah Mathis, joining us this morning on Looking Black. Deborah, welcome back. And we have a few more minutes here. In terms of the politics that we find ourselves in today and the terms of the decisions made by this administration, how do you see the Democratic Party, if the Democratic Party is able to obtain the majority in the House and obtain the majority in the Senate, obtain in both places, how do you see the Democratic Party responding as a party in power?
Well, I think they will think they have a mandate, and I think they'll be right. If both houses turn over, that's a pretty strong mandate for the Democratic Party to proceed with its plan. I think that the first thing that's going to be in big trouble is Iraq. At that point, they'll be there, so I think the forces that want date certain for us to get out of there will prevail, and that the Bush administration will not be getting money for its troops. See, and that has the people behind them as well. So they won't feel bad about denying more money to sustain the war, and Bush won't be able to get his defense budget through. He won't be able to get troop deployments approved. It'll just completely come apart. And something is going to have to give with Iraq right away.
Do you see the Democrats having the moral? I mean, if Nancy Pelosi went after William Jefferson for taking the moral high ground and taking a stance, do you see the Democrats engaging in the investigations, saying the I word out loud, impeachment out loud, investigating where all of the billions of dollars just disappeared into thin air, investigating what happened in Katrina? Do you see them doing that? Because I'm hearing words that make me very uncomfortable about we don't want to get caught up in a whole lot of investigations. We want to be able to start doing things for the American people. What do you see?
Yeah, well, we have to remember, too, that what will be coming down the pike is a presidential race in a couple of years. So the Democrats are going to have to try to start sanding away, you know, before they put up new paint, they got to sand off the old stuff. So they're going to have to try and start sanding it for a smooth paint job for whoever the Democratic presidential candidate will be. So yeah, I think that they could tear into Bush in the Republican agenda very powerfully. Now, impeachment, I don't know, unless there would be a flurry of investigations, to be honest with you. That's what I see coming down the pike from them, is a lot of investigations. And if some of those investigations lent themselves to it, I could see impeachment happening. But impeachment, to me, is a very remote possibility. But the investigations, I think, are very possible. I really see them hopping on the investigations. I mean, I do. I just think there's so much there that I would be so angry if they didn't. This has been a morally corrupt, a financially corrupt, legislatively corrupt administration. This has been probably the worst administration of my lifetime, I'm sure, possibly of the entire history of the United States. Because this is a president who walked in believing that he didn't just have a mandate, he didn't just have power, but he had all power, and he could do what he damned well pleased. And damn the Constitution or anything else, as a matter of fact. You know, we now have some laws in the books that, because people are so afraid that, you know, some more planes will fly and some more buildings, they're so afraid. They're giving this guy carte blanche, and he is taking it. He is absolutely taking carte blanche to take away so many of our liberties. They can now come and pick you up and say that you're an enemy combatant.
Back to back.
And hold your butt as long as they want to hold it.
And they don't have to tell anybody that they have you. They don't have to let you talk to anybody.
They don't have to tell you why they're picking you up.
And if it goes to trial, they don't have to show you the evidence that they have against you.
I'm going to tell you. If the whole habeas corpus issue, if that's not the foundation of the Constitution, if you don't have that basic right, you can forget the right to vote, the right to own property, the pursuit of happiness, and everything else. You don't have you.
Facts.
So forget everything else.
Well, the problem or the challenge to anything positive that the Democratic Party does once they obtain the majority after this midterm election, the challenge is going to be whether or not the media covers it from any perspective, in any positive perspective. Do you see that changing, or do you see the same old thing?
Well, yeah, the national media there's some really, really, really good, incredible people, but as a pack, they're just wimps. They just tend to go with whatever, you know, whoever's in power, that's who they're going to kind of, there'll be a honeymoon period there, and then they'll start kind of tearing at them, too. But media needs a whole lot of reform, in my book. Around here, that's a whole other show that we'll have to do sometime to talk about how the media has failed America, and it is so fundamental.
Well, give us a couple of reforms that need to take place in order to allow, if the Democrats do the investigations, to allow that to be able to get through to the ears of the American people.
Well, I would say the one that I would love to see would be this stop redacting information except for maybe names, but not to redact other information. They claim that they're redacting, you know, they're just blacking out classified information and personnel information and some of these. But sometimes you end up with a report that's just all blacked out, and you can't tell anything from it. That would be one thing. And so more transparency, I would say. Overall, some of these open, you know, more open hearings. None of this business, like what they did with, I can't remember exactly which investigation it was now, but you know, they went and talked to Cheney and Bush together. Oh, I think it was the 9/11 commission.
That was the 9/11 commission.
Yeah, they went and talked to Cheney and Bush together, which at first, you know, in and of itself was a violation of the way things are done. And then talked to them on their turf at the White House, and then kept all of that under wraps. Now, you know, what good is that except to them? I mean, that's asking. I still believe there's no antiseptic like sunshine.
Absolutely.
Someone said. And the public has a right to know, because one of the things that is hurting democracy right now is this huge shroud of suspicion around everything. And although there's nothing in the Constitution that says you have a right not to be suspicious, it's a fact that hurts faith in government and hurts process and hurts the effectiveness of government. So you need to deal with that fact. And so even though the Constitution may not require you to open up this hearing, you need to. The practicality requires you to open up this hearing. And so do that so people can believe. There's so many conspiracy theories going around now that, you know, how can you disprove them? Because there is, government is so shut down and shut up at this point. And there is so much secrecy, and there is so much after hours under the table stuff going on. And people have a right to be, are right to be suspicious about it. It's a problem for government, and they need to open things up. That's the main thing that I would say. That's a very broad reform, but that's really what needs to be done. They need to quit doing so much stuff behind closed doors.
And we have like a minute left here. Predictions? Midterm election predictions?
Predictions, I believe Harold Ford will win. It's going to be tight. The Republicans are prepared to dump a whole lot of money this last couple of weeks in Tennessee, but I think Harold Ford may pull it off. And if I can just kind of stick with that, Deval Patrick will win. That's kind of a slam dunk.
Mm-hmm.
But if in Massachusetts, but if I can extrapolate a little bit on the Ford thing, I think that the combination of Harold Ford and Barack Obama will be dynamite. In
you think?
I do. I think they're going to show out because I think they're going to have their own little competition going between the two of them.
As blue dog of a Democrat and the votes that he has taken, I mean the votes that Harold Ford has taken. It's going to be interesting if Harold Ford is going to go to the left in any direction or if Obama is going to go to the right as a result of Harold Ford's position. It's going to be interesting to watch. I just don't know what it turns out for black folks.
Yeah, well, it better turn out good or we know what we're going to turn out. That's all I'll say.
Deborah Mathis, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I will be back after this break. Stay with me.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. All eyes on the big board. The Dow opens in about a half an hour from now in record territory above 12,000 for the first time ever. And many are wondering just how long before we see a 13,000 close or even higher. And more importantly, what should I do with my money? Put it back in the market?
There's definitely a psychological component to reaching a milestone like 12,000. For investors who have been sitting on the sidelines, wary of stocks, especially after the bursting of the dot-com bubble, maybe lost some money in their portfolios. Now they're looking at the Dow at 12,000 and thinking maybe it's time for me to put some money back in the market, especially if I had it in a savings account or a money market or some place where you can get a steady, safe return, but maybe not as big a return as you can get in stocks historically.
ABC News business correspondent Betsy Stark. Tens of thousands of North Koreans who belong to the Communist government's People's Army jammed Main Square in Pyongyang today to celebrate the first nuclear test. Well, now we're learning that the leader of that government, Kim Jong-il, may not be as happy about that test as he initially was and is now saying that the nation will not be conducting any more nuclear tests. The U.S. military says it's time to rethink the strategy for Iraq with more than 70 service members killed so far this month. Life for many Iraqis is tough as well, to say the least.
The major issue is the fear of being shot, but precisely because this is forcing people to stay at home, they then feel the lack of utilities even more intensely because they have nothing to do at home but watch TV and hang out. So if there's no power, they cannot watch TV, they cannot put on their air conditioning. If there's no water, they cannot cook. So life is pretty miserable for people in Baghdad right now.
ABC's Terry McCarthy in Baghdad. A Kentucky woman and her boyfriend are in jail in Illinois 4 days after fleeing with the woman's 9-month-old son who had been taken away because of neglect. This is ABC News.
Please don't make me decorate this weekend.
Fine. No decorating this weekend.
Really?
Sure. Monday will be just fine.
Oh, man. I knew it.
It's the October Savings Event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on paints and stains and 15% on Duration Premium Coatings. Save an extra 10% on custom order wallpaper and get free shipping, too. Hurry. Sale ends Monday, October 23rd.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
We were nervous.
We wanted to sell our home.
But is this the right time?
What's it worth?
Who's going to help us?
At CaldwellBanker.com, you'll get all the help you need. You can estimate your home's worth, see profiles of agents who know your neighborhood, your market, and know how to help you get the best price.
Setting a price is one thing.
Getting it's another. Every day across the country, people find out everything they need to know about real estate at the same address. CaldwellBanker.com. Caldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
The cable TV series 6 Feet Under gave us a different look at the funeral home business, and a new calendar takes it even a step further. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Ken McKenzie owns a family mortuary in Long Beach, California. He saw the police and firefighter calendars and thought, why not a mortician calendar complete with hunky, shirtless men?
People are like, what? When they see the cover, they're like, I don't get it.
Buddy says open it up, and most people find it pretty funny, though it was a bit difficult to find good-looking morticians to pose in front of the camera.
So we put an ad in a trade magazine and found the gentleman that way.
He says getting morticians to smile was a bit tough. Proceeds from the calendar go to breast cancer patients. Alex Stone, ABC News.
It will be a rematch of the 1968 World Series as St. Louis plays Detroit. The Cardinals advance to their 17th Fall Classic with a 3-1 win over the New York Yankees. New York Mets, I stand corrected, in Game 7 of the National League Championship Series. The Tigers host Game 1 tomorrow night. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a missing baby from Kentucky is safe and two suspects are in custody in the Metro East. Sage Terrell was found unharmed last night near Godfrey, along with his non-custodial mother and her boyfriend. They're suspected of kidnapping Sage after a visit with a social worker who was later found dead. His mother, Renee Terrell, is charged with kidnapping and unlawful flight to avoid prosecution. Her boyfriend, Christopher Luttrell, is charged with unlawful flight and parole violation. They don't face charges yet in the social worker's death. Two teenage girls are going to prison for the beating death of a St. Louis woman. 16-year-old Rachel Gant was sentenced to 30 years in prison yesterday, and 14-year-old Tyresha Bateman was sentenced to 25 years for second-degree murder. A third teen, 16-year-old Jessica Shelton, was sentenced earlier this month to 25 years in prison. Police say the girls beat 62-year-old Joanne Foster to death at her home in December 2004. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is responding to a statement made by a former priest accused of sexually abusing former Florida Congressman Mark Foley. SNAP Victims Outreach Director Barbara Doris says Foley's alleged abuser needs to take responsibility for his actions. The former priest who allegedly molested Foley has been identified as Anthony Mercieka. He admits to massaging the then teenage boy while swimming naked. Mercieka says he meant no wrongdoing and wishes Foley well and hopes bygones will be bygones. Finally this hour, freshmen in Missouri public high schools have a new requirement to graduate. A half-unit course in personal finance is one of the new requirements approved last year by the State Board of Education after raising the minimum number of credits needed to graduate from 22 to 24 units. Nancy Hedrick with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says they aren't sure of the long-term benefits yet.
The first students who will be required to take it are the class of 2010, who are now freshmen. The students can take the course at grades 10, 11, and 12. So we're still a ways off from knowing what the benefits will be from the class.
The course has been organized into four areas, including income and taxes, spending and credit, money management, and saving and investing. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. October is Fall Car Care Month. Prepare your Toyota for the winter by visiting your St. Louis Area Toyota Service Centers for a tire inspection and winterization service. Toyota, a smart choice. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the National Kidney Foundation of Eastern Missouri. Northbound 55 at Poplar Street Bridge is an injury accident, and look for the right lane to be blocked. Eastbound 44 at Laclede Station, there's an accident. Two left lanes are closed at this hour. Eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunt, look for an accident reported. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park and 270, heavy volume in the right lane. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, expect normal traffic. Northbound 270 from Graboy through 44, look for some delays there. Westbound 270 at New Halls Ferry and Graham Hanley, look for delays possible. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes, look for congestion going on out there. Southbound 170, St. Charles Rock Road and Page, slow due to an earlier accident. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge and as well as into downtown, you can expect some delays now as the morning rush is on the move. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the National Kidney Foundation of Eastern Missouri. Got a used car you want to get rid of? Want to help others? Go to kidneycars.com to find out how you can donate your old car to help fight kidney disease. That's kidneycars.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to mostly partly cloudy skies with a high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of rain with a high in the lower 60s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon, high in the lower 50s. Currently, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 38. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers talking to the sun. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers talking to the sun.
Our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake up call, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400. That is the phone number. And, Howard, I think I'd like to do this now. For you loyal listeners out there, I have a free pass, a pass for that will admit to a special screening of a movie entitled Catch a Fire, starring Derek Luke and Tim Robbins. This pass will allow you to attend this special screening before the movie actually starts. The screening is Wednesday, October 25th at 7:30. And I have, let me do it this way, a pass for the callers number 8, 9, and 10. You each get a pass for two to this special screening of Catch a Fire. It's a story about apartheid Africa. It takes place in 1980. Derek Luke does a remarkable job in this. I saw the movie recently, special press showing of it. I saw the movie recently, and Derek Luke is unbelievable. You will remember him from Antoine Fisher, his first movie role. Derek Luke is unbelievable in this role. So the number that you call is 454-6660, 454-6660. Give Howard a call. And if you are the, what I say, fifth, sixth, and seventh person calling at 454-6660, you will get a free pass to this special showing. The pass gives you, allows two people to go to the movies with you. So enjoy. I know y'all on the phone. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
How are you?
Reading my labor tribute. Oh, better now that I'm talking to you.
Very good. I like that.
I'm reading my labor tribute, and on the back page, I got a little surprise I hadn't heard anything about and didn't know about. You can't vote a straight ticket in Missouri now.
Well, then you haven't been listening to me.
I do listen to you a lot. I must have missed you on that one.
Yep, uh-huh. I've talked about that a lot.
I
talked about it before the case went before the judge. I talked about it after the case was ruled against.
Well, sorry I missed that.
Uh-huh. It's a big deal.
You're up on it.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
But here's the interesting thing. There were more Republicans in the last election that voted straight ticket than Democrats.
I read that in this article.
Yep.
And it's, you know, the strange thing. I mean, you think they're not trying to keep you from, discouraging you from voting?
I think that they may have miscalculated, particularly when more Republicans voted straight tickets than Democrats. I think it's a good thing, quite frankly. I am sick and tired of Democratic candidates not feeling the need or the urge to come out and to hook up with their, the citizens out here.
Yep.
And they count on you going in there and pulling the straight Democratic ticket, and you don't even know their name.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope it is a good thing.
I think it should make candidates work a whole lot harder. Oh, we got our winners. Get off my phone. We got our winners. It should make people work a lot harder. Candidates work a lot harder. I hope that that's the case.
One more quick thing, and I'll get off here. Now, this Foley thing. Now, all of a sudden, it's some priest in Italy's fault, right?
No, I'm not self-responsibility.
The devil made me do it.
Well, no, I see. I'm not taking it that way at all because I said this to a caller earlier about this. I believe that it is a blessing that this pedophile priest has been revealed and has confessed. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think what it says to the Republican Party, because I think that when adults sexually abuse children, when pedophile predator adults sexually abuse children, they can turn children into predator adults.
Some children, absolutely,
they can turn some children into that. And I think this means that this is the reason why the Republican Party had a responsibility to do something about Mark Foley when they found out about it, because he is a predator. He is a predator on children. And if you don't take care of the babies, then the babies can turn out to be like Mark Foley.
I'm just wondering how many votes ballots will be invalidated because they ordered straight chicken and didn't know it. I'll talk to you later. Have a good week.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back to address that last comment to clear that up. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, "I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life." Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. That is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. I have some sad news to report. I want to put it out over the air. Minister Robert Muhammad has passed. He was one of the first ministers to help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan when he decided to rebuild the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It was Minister Robert Muhammad who replaced Minister Akbar Muhammad when he left St. Louis to further assist the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in New York. This is a notice about the passing of Minister Robert Muhammad. Minister Robert's funeral is tomorrow at noon at Ronald Jones's mortuary. The address is 2161 East Fair. The passing of Minister Robert Muhammad. He will be missed. Minister Robert Muhammad has passed. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call you need to get to me. And for those of you all that have signed up for, that called in to be part of the drawing for the Liz Brown Because We Care package, lucky, lucky you. In your packages this week, You will have one of these free passes to Catch a Fire. You will also have a T-shirt, George Bush Doesn't Care About Black Folks T-shirt in your package. You'll also have a wonderful book or two. You'll have a cup. You will have a bunch of other goodies in there. This is a good package this week. You lucky folks that signed up for, enrolled for, got in for the Liz Brown Because We Care package this week. Oh, we got some good stuff. Passes to movies, T-shirts, and oh, it's just good. It's good, you know. So you need to keep listening because you just never know when you're going to have really, really good, cool stuff like this. And you never know when we're going to run the drawing. So you know what? You know, you got to pay attention. This is a good package this week. Shoot, if it, I'm gonna have to fight myself not to take one home myself. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me, Earl.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I don't want to sound sexist, but with Condoleezza, they got Condoleezza Rice. She's going all over Beijing, Baghdad. She went to Baghdad last week, and a half hour her flight had to be stalled because they were shooting rockets into the airport. You know what I'm saying? Things Rumsfeld don't do, George Bush himself doesn't do, but they got her running all over the world, and then they got this guy Vladimir Putin. Overheard on a tape like George Bush did was comment on Omar, this guy in Israel, speaking of, I think he's been accused of having raping a woman or something like that.
The president of Israel,
something like that.
Yep.
And the guy Vladimir Putin saying, and basically overheard on the speaker saying, I didn't think he had it in him or something to that, you know what I'm saying, to that effect. So I'm just basically speaking I don't have a problem with a woman going around and speaking for America, but with a weak president like we have, how does that, I'm trying to figure out how do we have any,
You better clean it up. You better figure out what it is you're trying to ask. I ain't helping you at all. Keep on talking. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm trying to say validity, I guess, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
How can she go and speak to these type of people and a president himself won't go and speak to them, you know?
Well, that's her job. She's the Secretary of State, right?
Even Colin, when he has a job, he didn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's because they didn't have... The only reason that Condoleezza Rice is talking right now is because the state of affairs of our relationships with other nations is at the utter bottom. Colin Powell was her predecessor. He just didn't get to go to the bottom as quickly as she is gone. And don't forget that, you know... Condoleezza Rice and George W. Bush have a special relationship. It doesn't bother him to send his wife out to go and speak on his behalf.
But I mean, does she realize he's putting her out? She's putting her out there to do things.
That's her job. Her job is the national. Diplomats are always going to these places. That's her job. Her job is to do that.
But I couldn't do it.
So what does her gender have to do with this? Are you saying that because she's a...
I don't follow where it's going.
I didn't ask you that. You started this conversation with, I don't want to sound sexist, so there has to be something about her gender that's causing you concern. Do you think because she's a woman that she shouldn't be sent out there?
No, I'm just basically saying the type of people she's dealing with, the type of guys she's got having to meet.
Well, she's supposed to. She's supposed to. Well, what does her gender have to do with that?
Well, if she got a problem dealing with the type of guy she's trying to run up with, you know what I'm saying? If this guy's on tape saying, I didn't think he had it in him,
well, so what?
Women, you know what I'm saying? How can she go meet a guy like that, you know what I'm saying?
Because he's a man and she's a woman.
No, I'm not trying to do that.
Then why are you saying that Rumsfeld should go when he's just when he is not the Secretary of State? Her position is higher than Rumsfeld's position.
It may be, but I guarantee you he got more authority than she does.
Why? Because he's a man?
I
bet you do. All right, I understand. I understand that. What you're trying to edge up to is the whole gender thing. It is her job. She is supposed to go meet with people. Whether they are sexist, whether they are racist, whether they are anti-American or pro-American, we live in the world. We have to go and talk to all kinds of people. Bottom line, some people you have to wear your bulletproof vest. Some people you pack your bulletproof vest. Some people you don't wear it at all. That's just the nature of the business that you're in. Some people that you talk to are jerks. Some people that you talk to are just a blessing to be in the same room with them. Oh, well, that's your job. Deal with it. And because her body carries ovaries and his does not make her unqualified from this position or weakened in this position. That's her job. And I guarantee you that Colin Powell talked to the same people that she talked to if they were in office when he was there. He just probably didn't have to fly with as many flap jackets. But that if she has to wear 15 flap jackets now to talk to folks, it's because her husband made the world such an awful place that everybody mad at us. She need to talk to her husband to fix this. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We're going to take a break. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Robitussin. And northbound 55 at Poplar Street, there's an accident been cleared. Traffic still jamming approaching Gravois. Eastbound 44 at Laclede Station Road, look for an accident there. Left center lane is closed. Traffic starts to slow near Elm. Eastbound 70 at Jennings Station, look for an accident there on the right shoulder. Northbound 270 at St. Charles Rock Road. There's an accident there on the left shoulder as well. Northbound 270 before Gravois, there's a car fire reported. Westbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry and Graham Hanley, delays are possible. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes through 79, look for congestion going on there. Southbound 170, St. Charles Rock Road in Page is slow due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40 at McCausland and Hanley, look for heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound Eastbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is still slow into the landing. And westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge, expect delays. Northbound 141 at 44 is also closed due to an accident on the right shoulder. And Lindbergh is closed in both directions at Old Halls Ferry and Jamestown Mall due to a serious accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Robitussin. Robitussin with formulas for cough, colds, congestion, and flu. No matter what you've got, there's a Robitussin relief with your name on it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy, low in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of rain with a high in the lower 60s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny throughout the day with a high in the lower 50s. Currently, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else are you going to go do your shopping? You're going to do it at 3425 Union. That's right, 3425 Union. Sears, washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, every single thing that you need to make your house a home, your home a palace. Look, all kinds of things. You need... I know you sports fans out there need a big screen television. Yes, you do. And a great deal on it. Get on down to Sears. Come on. Football season is the highlight of football season is coming up. Get on down to Sears and tell them I told you to.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage. Working families deserve to have ends meet.
for the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, "I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life." Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on their backs and face by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, and Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is a grave for an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, pick the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotten with the trees they hung us from. Cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we play the drums.
Welcome back. For the millions, this is Liz Brown. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Howard, you want to do another giveaway? He says no. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. I'm giving away some.
I so did not say no.
You said yes. I misread that.
I misread that.
Let's give away some free passes. This is for a special screening. You'll see it before anybody else sees it in the city of St. Louis. The Esquire Theater, Wednesday, October 25th at 7:30. I have a pass that will allow two of you to see Catch a Fire, starring Derek Luke. Derek Luke, you know him from Antoine Fisher, the movie directed by Denzel Washington. Derek Luke, that was his first screen appearance. This is about the issue of apartheid. I saw the movie. I got a special showing of the movie as a member of the press. And Derek Luke does an incredible job as a South African. You really, really, really believe that he is who he is representing. It takes place in 1980. It is during apartheid, South Africa. Tim Robbins is in the movie as well. I have passes, and I will give away two passes to caller number 8 and 9 to 454-6660, 454-6660. You need to call. See if you can win one of these passes. Good luck to you all. My number here on the air is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. There are so many stories out here. There are so many stories out here that I want to share with you, because I know that they have flown underneath your radar. I believe that Howard has gotten our winners. I believe. Is that a thumbs up? I think that he has. Yep, he's gotten our winners. You can get off the phone now. You can get off the phone now. We have our winners for the free passes. Pay attention. I will be giving them away until Wednesday. So enjoy your passes to the movie Catch a Fire. There is an astonishing story that's out here. An astonishing story that is out here. That you probably have not heard. I know that you haven't heard, most of you. We have a winner. Get off the phones. We have a winner. We have a winner. We have a winner. Let me share this story with you. Let me share this story with you. There is a New Republican ad targeting black voters in 10 battleground states this year. There are we're getting these passes straight in here. There's this ad that is running in 10 battleground states. And it is so vile. It's a Republican ad. There's a black man, and I'm going to read you these words, and I'm reading them to you because I don't have the audio for them. And forgive me, I'm just don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger of this. Black man number one in this Republican-sponsored commercial. Black man number one, quote: "If you make a mistake with one of your HOs." You'll want to dispose of that problem, toot sweet, no questions asked. Black man number two, that's too cold. I don't snuff my own seed. Black man number three, maybe you do have a reason to vote Republican. Yeah, it's somewhere on the net somewhere. It's a spot that was financed by a man by the name of J. Patrick Rooney. If you do a Google search with J. Patrick Rooney and ad, Republican ad, I think you might find it. Who is J. Patrick Rooney? He is a white billionaire, notorious for funding several of the misleading anti-carry ads that ran on urban stations in 2004. This money for this ad is flowing through a little-known group called America's PAC. Who is America's PAC? Well, it was founded by Richard Nadler. Who is Richard Nadler? He is a Republican consultant who pushed the intelligent design in Kansas public schools by declaring that Darwin is bunk. Nadler also produced an ad in 2000 for school vouchers in which a white parent declared that his child's public school was a bit more diversity than he could handle. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? These are the people. So this ad is one that hits two ways. It defines or it depicts men of African descent as promiscuous and women of African descent as little more than women who walk the street and are prostitutes. And then they say then they would vote Republican. It's a foul commercial. And I guess the question to ask is this. You have a Republican operative that is running the PAC, a white Republican billionaire that is funding the PAC, and a commercial that comes out and assaults people of African descent in the name of the Republican Party. So my question, boys and girls, is this. Where is the condemnation of the Republican National Committee? Now I understand. I think it's human nature to get tired of having to apologize all the time. You know, some folks have problems apologizing, period. I appreciate the fact and I acknowledge the fact that the Republican Party and the Republican, the RNC, has had to do a lot of mea culpas. And maybe they just tired. They're just saying, you know, I just have had to I had to apologize for Foley. I had to apologize for the Dukester. I had to apologize for I've had to apologize for the Dukester. I've had to apologize for Jack Abramoff. I've had to apologize for the Hammer. I've had to apologize for Mark Foley. I'm tired of apologizing. I'm tired of apologizing. And maybe that's the explanation for why they haven't apologized and condemned these horrible ads, horrible racist ads. Huh. 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to try to find those ads over the break. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Hardest thing to me when I have to tell a mother and a father that I can't do anything more for their child.
Speaking about Amendment 2, Missouri pediatrician Jonathan Gitlin, professor of pediatrics at the Washington University School of Medicine.
I think of the opportunity to help so many people that I can't now help. Stem cell research would allow that. That's why a yes vote on the stem cell initiative is supported by leading patient and medical groups. A vote yes for the initiative is a vote for life, for all Missouri's children, and for all children everywhere.
A yes vote on Amendment 2 is endorsed by the Missouri State Medical Association, which represents over 6,000 physicians throughout the state, and by over 100 other nonprofit patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales, every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And I want you all to stay tuned for next Friday. Next Friday at 7 a.m., I'm going to be doing a very special hour. There has been a lot of effort and a lot of action on the part of Jim Talent to talk about how his relationship with stem cell. Well, we're going to be doing a breaking story. One of the things that Jim Talent is going to be has done has used some black faces out there to say something about him with stem cell that is not true. Not only has he used black faces, he's used black faces that have told him expressly, no, you cannot use my face or my name to put me in this issue. This is a story that you haven't heard any other place. It's going to be Friday at 7 a.m. next Friday at 7. We're going to be looking black right here locally on a very, very, very important issue that speaks volumes about the manner of man that Jim Talent is. You don't want to miss that show next Friday. My name is Liz Brown, and don't forget that we have the International Urban Institute is meeting this Saturday at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. Where is this? This is FIRE, Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. They have graciously allowed us to use their building every Saturday for the International Urban Institute. So please be there. We need you. We need your help. We need your hands. We need your thoughts. We need your participation. The International Urban Institute, be there this Saturday from 9 to 11. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. Republican support is eroding. Yes, it is. And it's eroding in a number of ways. It's going to be interesting because the Republicans are going to be counting on in these last final hours of this campaign is and pulling out their solid base. The question is how scared is their solid base? How connected is their solid base, or is their solid base fragmented? Are American people now kind of sort of getting the just like it was not lost on American people that the reason gas prices are going down is to just tamp down some of the anger for this election. Most people felt that way. Are they going to feel the same way about these negative ads? And if they can't cheat that way, they're going to cheat the way that they're doing it in Ohio. Because there have been massive voter purges in Democratic precincts. Some people are concerned that while Ohio maybe the Republicans are not putting any more money into Ohio because they've already won it because they've cheated. Huh. Reports indicate that starting as early as after the 2004 presidential election, but particularly recently, hundreds of thousands of voters, black students who are primarily Democratic, were sent notices that they would be purged from the eligible voter list if they did not respond to the letter. But check it out. The letter was designed to look like junk mail. They crafted the letter so that you wouldn't know by looking at it that it was something important. And failure to respond to the letter caused the voter to be removed from the rolls. There is a lawyer now that has filed a lawsuit in an attempt to get a federal judge to reinstate all the purged voters. But they purged these letters were sent out. And purges were timed so that the voters could not get their voting eligibility status reinstated because the voting registration period just ended. And the reality is that there was no reason to purge their names at all, because you usually purge the names of people that have moved who have died or moved out of the state. They should have been moved to inactive status as opposed to purging. Is this a Republican thing? Well, the only place that they purged them were Democratic precincts. Huh. 877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business to tend to. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. Karl Rove and George Bush are going around saying that they are confident that there will be no change in the majority of either the House or of the United States Senate. How spooky is that? They are confident that there will be no change in the House or the Senate. How spooky is that? That despite the fact that you have a Mark Foley out here, and the Republican leadership did nothing about it, despite the fact that you have a Dukester, Duke Cunningham out here, that was the most corrupt politician in the history of anybody assessing this, despite the fact that you have the leadership of the House, Tom DeLay, stepping down because of corruption charges, despite the fact that you have the leadership of the Republican Party, the man third in line to the presidency, Dennis Hassert, saying, "I forgot. If someone told me I forgot about a pedophile in the House Page program," despite the fact that the deficit is in an obscene location, despite the fact that you have a war that most Americans do not support, despite the fact that you have a president in 30-something approval ratings, we're going to be better off with this majority back in office? Jesus. Jesus. Robert.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, Robert.
Ms. Brown, I was watching CNN last night,
uh-huh.
And they were talking about the voting machines.
The Diebold voting machines.
Yes, ma'am. And they were saying how they could put a virus in there,
mm-hmm.
And it voted for one in particular person, but the votes went to the one that they didn't vote for.
That's exactly right. In fact, the International Urban Institute is going to show a movie, a documentary on that very thing next Saturday. We're going to show a movie on that, because it is something very critical. There are a lot of people that are trying to do differently or try to make sure their vote count by voting absentee. This is something that everybody, it should be inspiring people to go to the polls.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they are really trying to steal it on every level.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, also, I'd like to make a statement on when I voted for, excuse me for being so confounded, the new school board.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Downs.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I didn't even go to the machine. I used the paper.
Uh-huh.
And because I don't trust the machine. And I just wanted to say that, Ms. Brown.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Robert, thank you so much for your call. Have a great weekend. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. My name is Liz Brown. Email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Paul. Paul.
Yes.
Yes, you're on the air.
Liz, how you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
To get back to your point about the Republican Party, like you said, it is as much doo-doo as there is at the moment, he could possibly say that he is confident that they're going to win. And that goes back, I think, to, again, what you were saying about this electronic voting. The fix is on, believe me. Yeah. So, America, get ready. Don't be surprised.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. We have another good hour coming at you. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. In the next hour, we're going to be doing our Because We Care giveaway. Liz Brown, Because We Care packages will be given away. And some delightful things in those packages this week. So good, makes me want to take one home myself. The George Bush Doesn't Care About Black Folks t-shirt. We have the Liz Brown mug. We have Liz Brown magnets. We have a wonderful book. There's all kinds of good and groovy things. And almost forgot, you get a free pass to a movie. You'll be able to see it before anybody in your neighborhood gets to see it. Catch a Fire at the Esquire Theater Wednesday, October 25th at 7:30. You and a guest. So it's a pass for you and your friend, you and your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your friend. Y'all can go see this movie before anybody else, and that's going to be in the Liz Brown Because We Care. And see, all of y'all are kicking yourself out there that you should have called up. You should have tried to get in this week. That's why you got to listen and you got to call, because you just never know how good it's going to be. You don't want to miss an opportunity for the good stuff. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back after this break. Stay with me.
The progress is in the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The Dow opened in record territory with a lot of applause, above 12,000 for the first time in history. We'll have to wait and see what happens today. Right now, not looking too good. It is dropping like a rock. But one thing is certain about yesterday's big finish, it has us feeling better about the market.
And reassure investors who've had their money in real estate or bonds or cash that maybe stocks are a safe place to be again. And it also sends the message that the stock market thinks the overall economy is headed in a good direction.
That's ABC News business correspondent Betsy Stark. The Dow is now down about 48 points. There are some new concerns today about violence in Iraq. The Shiite militia run by an anti-American cleric seized total control of the southern city of Amara. Iraq's prime minister sent top officials to the region to deal with what he refers to as a bold act of defiance. Less than 3 weeks to go till the November elections, and there is word the GOP has given up on retaining a majority in the House. Instead, it's focused on keeping control of the Senate.
What's every House and Senate race potentially determining the balance of power, and therefore whether the president will be able
able to get his agenda passed or whether he'll face a barrage of investigations. The White House is deeply involved in these midterm elections, so much so that the president's out there campaigning for every Republican who has a chance, including some involved in some pretty ugly scandals.
ABC's Jake Tapper in Washington. The name of the top Republican in Congress is coming up often as the House Ethics Committee looks into the scandal involving former lawmaker Mark Foley.
ABC News has learned former House Clerk Jeff Trandle, who oversaw the PAGE program till last year, reportedly told the committee he kept a top aide to House Speaker Dennis Hastert informed on all the issues dealing with the PAGE program, including a group of problem congressmen. House Majority Leader John Boehner has said he told the committee Hastert's office was warned last spring. Speaker Hastert insists he found out about Foley's emails to the underage Louisiana boy the day Foley resigned last month.
ABC's Barbara Britt. This is ABC News.
Please don't make me decorate this weekend.
Fine. No decorating this weekend.
Really?
Sure. Monday will be just fine.
Oh, man. I knew it. It's the October Savings event at Sherwin-Williams. This Thursday through Monday, save 25% on paints and stains and 15% on Duration Premium Coatings. Save an extra 10% on custom order wallpaper and get free shipping, too. Hurry. Sale ends Monday, October 23rd.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
For locations, visit SherwinWilliams.com. Some exclusions apply.
We were nervous.
We wanted to sell our home.
But is this the right time?
What's it worth?
Who's going to help us?
At CaldwellBanker.com, you'll get all the help you need. You can estimate your home's worth, see profiles of agents who know your neighborhood, your market, and know how to help you get the best price.
Setting a price is one thing.
Getting it's another. Every day across the country, people find out everything they need to know about real estate at the same address. CaldwellBanker.com. Caldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
So you say you like haunted houses. Well, you probably haven't seen one quite like this. Here's ABC's Liz White.
Less than 2 weeks until Halloween, an off-Broadway producer has come up with an interactive haunted house in each of New York City's five boroughs. He polled thousands of New Yorkers to find the 13 obsessions, anxieties, and phobias that scare them the most, and then designed a room-by-room encounter around each fear. He says most of us fear the same basic things, like drowning, rats, cockroaches, heights, closed-in spaces. And he says most people like to get scared. Liz White, ABC News, New York.
If you're a mother, you're probably trying to catch up on your sleep, and you probably have been since your first child was born. Well, you have a lot of company. A nationwide survey by the Braun Research Group found over half of all American women who have children say they do not get enough sleep. In many cases, it's to the point where it affects their health. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Franklin County man awaits sentencing in the first methamphetamine case of its kind. 24-year-old John Schropp Jr. was convicted yesterday of several charges, including the first ever charge of providing meth to a pregnant woman. Prosecutors say Schropp frequently injected meth into a woman who was visibly pregnant. He could face life in prison when he's sentenced in December. St. Louis police are asking the public to help find a missing man. 73-year-old Curly Collins was last seen on Sunday in the 3300 block of North 9th Street. Authorities are concerned because Collins has Alzheimer's disease and diabetes. Collins is described as a black male with facial hair, last seen wearing a dark blue sweatshirt with a red emblem on the front left chest area, blue work pants, and no shoes. Anyone with information is asked to call St. Louis Police at 314-444-5338. State officials, educators, and law enforcement officials are working together to find ways to keep Missouri students safe. Paul Fenwald, the Homeland Security Coordinator for the state of Missouri, says keeping students safe isn't a matter of installing metal detectors and turning the school into a fortress.
We've got to look at prevention and mitigation. If we identify students that are having problems, that are exhibiting behavior that might tell us that they're thinking about doing something, we've got to have effective ways of identifying that and then getting the correct professionals involved.
Fenwald says in order for school violence to be stopped, everyone from students to police has to get involved. The state held a webcast on school violence yesterday in the wake of a recent increase in school shootings, including one at a Joplin Middle School. Finally, this hour, a donation this morning will help sustain a program to protect women from domestic abuse. Legal advocates for abused women will receive the donation today from American Equity Mortgage. The money will go toward the Court Order of Protection Assistance Project at the St. Louis County Civil Court. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sam Portable Storage and Moving Containers. Whether you're moving or need extra storage space, a Sam is the affordable alternative to truck rental or self-storage. Plus, now through the end of the month, delivery is free. Call 1-800-GET-A-SAM or visit getasam.com. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Lindbergh is closed in both directions at Old Halls Ferry and Jamestown due to accident investigation work. Eastbound 44 at Laclede Station, there's an accident. Left-hand center lanes are closed. The tow truck has arrived on the scene, but expect delays. Eastbound 70 at Lucas and Hunter's, an accident reported on the shoulder. And all your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge, expect a few delays due to the last-minute shove into morning rush hour. Union and Rivas Barracks, look for an accident blocking traffic lanes. And northbound Telegraph at Kinswood, there's an accident reported as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. October is Fall Car Care Month. Prepare your Toyota for the winter by visiting your St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers for tire inspection and winterization service. Toyota, a smart choice. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Partly cloudy today with a high in the lower 60s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in mid 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, mostly cloudy throughout the day. A chance of rain with a high in the lower 60s. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny by the afternoon. A high in the lower 50s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 38 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 38 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to my sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile,
Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me. Bob.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. I am outstanding.
I heard you mention I think it was one of your commercials about the haunted house. Well, the haunted house is the haunted house of representatives.
Mm.
So if you want to be scared, just, you know, go down and watch them go in or come out.
Or just take a stroll, dress up as a page, and walk through the House of Representatives on the Republican side and see if you don't get scared to death.
Yeah,
dress up like a page and try to walk around some Republicans and see if you don't get scared to death.
Well, it scared me. I was listening to a representative, and I didn't know this, but he said that he didn't need the pages, and he didn't think any of them needed them because they don't do anything but carry paper and notes and get water. He said, I have a staff that can do that. He said, I have a chief of staff, and I'm allowed 15 other staff members. And I said, wait a minute. If each representative and senator has that many staff people, 16 each, I said, then what are they doing other than fundraising? They're not reading the bills. They're not watching the law.
Oh, you know, I think that every business has a room for interns. I think that there are plenty of things for pages to do. I don't think the page program should be eliminated for that reason, because some congressman says, I can't find anything for a 16-year-old kid to do while I'm up here. I don't need one. I don't think we should end the program for that, because I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the kids themselves.
That is what it's for. It's for the kids.
Right.
It's not for them necessarily.
Got you.
Are getting experience about politics in America.
You're right,
And that's $158 million that they're paying for staff people, my point. What are they paying for the $158 million if these staff people can't, and this thing of my staff didn't inform me? Well, that's...
But everybody should be fired, right?
Yeah, that's why they should be fired.
Everybody should be
fired.
Everybody. And what I think is so amazing and amusing, Bob, is this. We have Congressman Ney, who has gone into court... charged with corruption. He's gone into court. He's confessed, said, I did it. I took money. They bribed me. There wasn't a price that they couldn't pay that I didn't take. They bribed me. But I ain't quitting my day job.
No,
why isn't that on the front page of the paper?
No, the others did it too. You know, they did it too.
But nobody's done what he's doing.
No.
Nobody has done what he is doing.
And he's going to stay there as long as he can.
He's going to stay there at least to January.
Yeah, and that's what they want. And then what else is going to be interesting? Bush is in Virginia campaigning for Allen, and Clinton is in Virginia campaigning for Webb. So it's going to be interesting to see who these people would rather have campaigning for them, George Bush or Bill Clinton. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
I'm taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back.
At 6:30, WWE and the new motion picture, The Marine, present two of the most action-packed shows on national television. Worldwide, from St. Louis's Scott Trade Center.
SmackDown is set to explode!
It's the most exciting show on network TV, WWE SmackDown. Back-to-back with the most extreme show on cable, ECW.
At the top of the food chain!
First on SmackDown, the Animal Batista joins Lashley for a tag team main event versus King Booker and Finley, plus Rey Mysterio and more. Then on ECW, you'll see the whole effing show.
And that's me.
Rob Van Dam.
The Sandman, Tommy Dreamer, and all the ECW extremists. When WWE SmackDown and ECW come to the Scott Trade Center this Tuesday night at 6:30. Great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster. For more, visit WWE.com.
Speaking in support of Amendment 2, the Stem Cell Initiative, the Reverend B.T. Rice, pastor of the New Horizons Seventh-day Christian Church.
When I usually ask in our church how many people are affected or impacted by diabetes, for example, the hands go up all over the congregation. How many know of children that have sickle cell disease, and hands go up all over the congregation? We support the Stem Cell Initiative so that we can eliminate and alleviate suffering from some of these diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer.
Amendment 2 is supported by faith groups like the Kansas City, Missouri Baptist Ministers Coalition, Metropolitan St. Louis Clergy Coalition, and Concerned Clergy Coalition of Kansas City, and by over 100 patient and medical groups. Join them in voting yes on 2 to find cures and save lives.
The Stem Cell Initiative can improve the quality of life for all God's people.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Ost, Treasurer.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake-Up Call.
This was the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, ooh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Be like a queen.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up and get to me. Sylvester.
Yes, hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
Liz, is it possible you can do a show about, like, the unemployment benefits? Because it's election time. I know a lot of people out there are not collecting their unemployment. They assume that they're going to get it if they get fired, but it's not. That's not so.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to do a show on that before election time. But I'm connected to George Bush, connected to Jim Talent for me.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
Say that again.
It's connected to the campaigns that are running right now, connected to a difference between the Republicans and the Democrats for me.
What's the difference?
Yeah, not what is the difference. Why is this issue of unemployment benefits?
Oh, because I know so many people out there who are not collecting their unemployment. And some people are saying that you need a lawyer to help get you get the unemployment. I'm like, what? You need a lawyer? And they say, yep, you got to get a lawyer so you can get your unemployment benefit. I'm like, wow.
Well, why is that? Why did you want me to run that during this election year? What's the connection?
Because maybe some of the politicians can, you know, address this issue. Why are a lot of people out there not getting their unemployment benefit?
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Sylvester. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And don't forget that we will be having the International Urban Institute meets, of course, on Saturday. That would be today, Friday. It is. That means tomorrow is Saturday. The International Urban Institute will be meeting at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's at the Fires Building. That's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. They are so generous in allowing us to gather there every Saturday to address the issues that confront us. So be there this Saturday. And the next Saturday, we're going to be showing a film. The International Urban Institute is going to be showing a film at our meeting, and a film on voting. And I'll be back to tell you more about that in just a moment after our next break. But stay with me, folks. We have much business to tend to. Pam.
Oh, yes, hi. The guy was asking about the unemployment.
Yes.
Because some of the jobs are protesting, and I had to testify for this coworker of mine. They said that she had quit, and as a matter of fact, they told everybody to go look for other jobs because there wasn't any other jobs, and she ended up getting hers, but she didn't have to get a lawyer. She just had to fight the system, and she ended up getting, I testify on her behalf over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's deal with the employment situation. The jobs are lying about saying you quit and when they actually laid you off.
Isn't that something? That's just horrible. That is just horrible. That's why I think that people should be able to unionize on so many jobs.
This was a union company.
Really?
And they lied. If we testified for her, she would never got it.
Wow. And how did the union help?
I don't know if she went to the union or not, but she this local, it's a cleaning service, so she was with that local one.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they did anything for her because she was no longer working for them after they laid the company, lost the contract, basically.
Wow.
They told us to find other jobs.
Wow.
I've been with them for like 13 years, and, you know, I've been there for 10 years, and they couldn't find another job for me to do it, so I ended up quitting myself. I mean, after they told us to. They told us that there wasn't no job. I ended up finding another job.
Wow. Well, thank you for that, Pam.
Okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Brother Matt, good morning.
Did you by any chance catch Barack Obama on PBS last night?
I listened for as long as I could. I just couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't take it anymore.
When you were talking to the attorney out of D.C., I believe it was.
The journalist? Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. The journalist out of D.C., one of the things that I think either one of you raised about where you think he may fall, based on, I watched the entire interview, and I believe that he's going to try and become a centrist there.
Oh, he's already a centrist.
Yes. I don't think he's going to move either left or to the right.
I think he's going to move to the right. If he moves anywhere, he's moving right, if he moves anywhere.
But I think he's going to try and pull from the left.
But when you move to the center from the left, okay, that's moving right. He's going to move further to, because you don't move further to the left. No one who carves himself out as a centrist moves to the left.
You're 100% right, especially when you run on the left ticket.
Yeah.
You're right.
You know, I mean, Bill Clinton ran as a centrist, and the Democrats haven't won anything since he was in office. They lost the House, and they lost the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
This whole centrist thing with the Democrats does not, there isn't a center position on poverty. There isn't. There's only a position on the left.
Well, I guess all I can say is, like the scripture says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
There you go.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. I just listened. I listened to that interview, and it was just slick. It was slick. It was slick. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. Yusuf.
Yes, good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
All right. People like Barack Obama, they got to understand where they came from. I mean, you know.
Where did he come from?
Well, his platform, was one of, I would say, for the people when he ran, as Illinois state senator. And now for him to be talking like he's talking now, it's going to be hard for, the ultra-conservative right, all of a sudden, shift gears and vote for a guy like him. I mean, he's got to understand this isn't a game that you can one day be one way, and even Harold Ford, you know, be one way one day and then, you know, decide to be another way the next day. This is serious business here. You know, you're either going to be a diehard Democrat or you're going to be a conservative, ultra-conservative, you know, Republican. And that's one thing that I have a lot, I have a bone to pick with a lot of Democrats now. You know, they're not, you know, holding the candle, you know, to the flame now, you know, as far as, you know, doing the right thing. Is we see the Republicans on, you know, a people person organization or a people person poverty, party. Why is it the Democrats, you know, are not going down or refusing to, you know, see this and not stumble down the, you know, the same alley? You know what I'm saying? Another thing, with the brother, you know, talking about the unemployment benefits and a lot of people, you know, talking about that. That is another deception that the Republicans out here are trying to, you know, promote here during this campaign right now. They want you to believe that the economy is doing so well. Well, it is doing well for, you know, that percentage of people that are, you know, hooked into, you know, this economy, you know, on Wall Street and whatnot, you know, in that area. But they want you to believe that unemployment is, you know, non-existent.
And it isn't. Thanks for your
call. It isn't. Now, thank you, Liz.
All right.
A great weekend.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm looking at the newspaper. I truly am. I'm looking at the newspaper at the business section. The Dow Jones. I know why things happen. I am not a fool. The Dow Jones closes above 12,000. And if the Standard & Poor's did poorly, NASDAQ did poorly, the only reason why, and the reason why the Dow is crashing today is because it was only there for, this uptick is only good insofar as it helps with elections. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else? Indeed, washers, dryers, refrigerator stoves, washers, dryers, refrigerator stoves. You need to get on over to Sears. It's football. You know, it's the end of that, getting near to the end of that football season. It's at the end of the baseball season. There are a million reasons out there that you need a big screen television and a million great deals right over there at 3425 Union. Get on over to Sears. Get one of those wonderful big screen televisions. Hunker down with your new refrigerator, new stove. It's all good. It's the best way to spend a weekend. Sears. Tell them I told you to.
Connect Care. Still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At ConnectCare, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Hello, morning. Missed you last night. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have much business. Andre, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I got several things, and I'm going to try to hit them all really quick. First of all, regarding the elections upcoming, I didn't know the thing about Connecticut. Massachusetts. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Black governor. Who knew?
And that would be the second time that we've had an elected black governor. It would be the third black governor.
Mm-hmm.
The first was P.B.S. Pinch back in 1872, but he got it on technicality in Louisiana. A little history lesson. The other thing, I'm not really thrilled about Harold Ford or Barack Obama, to tell you the truth, because I don't know if you remember, well, I'm sure you would, what was it, like 2-3 years ago when you first interviewed Obama? I still remember. See, I pay attention to what people say to me the first time, and I still remember him saying to you how he really was not interested in running a distinctly black campaign.
He said that very clearly.
Yes, he did, and I heard it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, see, when people say things like that, I pay attention, and it turns me off. Just like when Clinton was first running, and he made that statement about being, what did he call himself, a moderate Democrat or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it then. So I didn't expect anything from him after that. People, you need to pay attention to what folks tell you. Because they are revealing to you who, they're revealing to you the how and the what of the whom they are.
There you go.
Just pay attention. And the other thing, you mentioned something the other day that kind of got my ire up. I have a real problem with folks like Jolie and Madonna going off to Africa or Colombia or wherever they do to basically buy children.
Well, I would put Angelina Jolie and Madonna. In fact, well, actually, I've done a little bit more research on the Madonna issue, and I think that the jury is still out on terms of whether or not she violated the laws or not. It's not clear yet whether she has. And Angelina Jolie didn't violate any laws.
Okay.
She went over there and went through the process and adopted a baby.
Okay,
I got,
fine.
You know, that's the beautiful thing.
Of course, that's a different country. But my problem isn't even just with the law. My problem is with a white person ever adopting a black child. I don't even think that should happen.
Gotcha.
Because there are some things that, listen.
Gotcha.
Let me give you the English translation. A black child has to have his black lessons. He can't get them from a white person.
Gotcha.
I don't care how much you care, how compassionate and loving you are, you cannot teach a black child how to be black if you're not.
And
if you're not black conscious yourself.
And therein is that's the position that the black social workers take. I think it is a position that when I see someone like a Steven Spielberg who has adopted a black child.
And Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay. I'm not going there yet. I'm just stay with me where I am. I am talking about Steven Spielberg. And I look at the movie that Steven Spielberg made about his ancestors. It was Schindler's List, I believe is the name
mm-hmm.
of it. And it was a powerful piece. It was a loving piece. It was an unflinching piece about the horrors of the Holocaust.
The way it should have been.
Okay. The evils that the Holocaust wrought and all of those things, and it was unflinching. It did not sugarcoat it at all. And I have a friend who sat next to Steven Spielberg in the filming of Amistad.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who watched the treatment of Steven Spielberg when he talked to and dealt with Debbie Allen, who helped bring the Amistad
right.
movie to or the book to a movie, and he degraded Debbie Allen. He also there were shots because my friend is also a filmmaker. Movie shots that made the African people look magnificent that were left on the cutting room floor. When you look at the shots that Steven Spielberg took of the passage over of my people that were stolen, that the Holocaust within the bowels of these evil ships, Steven Spielberg did not look at that in the same unflinching way that he did when he told the story about his ancestry. Indeed, the story of Amistad was a story of white redemption. white help, and African submission. You have to ask yourself, when you have a person like that that was given the opportunity to tell two stories of two ethnic groups, of two people, and the horrors that have been inflicted against those people, and he has an African child that he's adopted, and he tells one story one way and another story another way, you have to ask the question of, does it make sense? Can you teach that lesson?
No, you can't. And what is so significant about what you said about Amistad, because I remember you saying something about that earlier.
It sucks.
That is a deliberate decision he made.
Absolutely. Of course it is. He's a filmmaker.
Everything that got left on that cutting room floor,
of course it was.
He made a decision to do that.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
Which means he was skewing that story, spinning that story
wanted it. Or he was telling the story as he saw it. He doesn't see horror in the bowels of those ships like he saw horror in, because he wasn't at the Holocaust either. Okay?
Right.
He wasn't at the Holocaust either. So he told the horrors as it impacted upon his people, and he refused to tell the horrors that were impacted upon our people, and you have an African son. Why didn't you tell the truth?
And what kind of story are you going to give this African son about himself?
Well,
himself? That's why I'm completely against it. And I know for years, I don't know if the law has been changed, for years, not that I would even want to, but it was illegal for black folks even to try adopting white children.
Mm-hmm. For that
reason.
So they
can come and get ours.
And for that reason. I feel you. I absolutely do.
And I applaud you on what you're doing. I've always wanted to adopt myself. I don't have the right financial situation to do it. But and that's, you know, you do need to do that show, because one of the misconceptions that too many of us have is that black folks don't adopt. Black folks have adopted more children than anybody else in this country.
And
we don't do it in the same way, but we've always adopted.
You're absolutely right. Thank you so much.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Charmaine.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling for two reasons, and it's about the adoption thing. And I know that a lot of people are against, you know, the adoption of black children. What I see it as, and I could be wrong, is as a learning process for them, where they will see the hurt and the humiliation that their child will go through, and it will teach them to be better people. I could be wrong, but that's how I see it, as a learning process.
Well, and I guess the question that I have to ask is if just to try to walk through what's your theory here is, how would they see that?
Well,
one more thing before I ask you that question. If they don't believe that it exists to begin with, how would they see it?
I know that they're aware that
it
exists.
No, there are people. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people may say that, but if you look at, say, for example, Steven Spielberg, he went through that process. He may have disrespected
African people?
Debbie, and he may have disrespected African people. But in the meantime, people do learn and people do grow. So I'm hoping, I'm trying to stay on the positive side of it, is that they will learn and grow.
But that's not a positive side. That's a theoretical side based upon hope without any foundation. Just like the one caller, I don't remember which caller it said, and I say it all the time, when someone shows you who they are, believe that they are who they are. We can't go into relationships. I can't be in a relationship with my man if he is not who he needs to be, and he's shown me that that's who he is.
Okay.
I have to accept
that
is who he is. We have to accept that people are who they are, and there are repercussions that come from that.
Okay,
if Steven Spielberg,
why would they take the time to adopt a child? Do you think it's a showpiece?
Absolutely. There are all kinds of reasons. There are people. I'm not saying that you are an evil person. I'm saying, with respect to being able to empower an African child the way that an African child should be empowered about his community, you don't have that in you. I'm not saying that you go and kill dogs or stick firecrackers up the butts of frogs.
Right.
I'm saying that you don't have the skill You don't have the ability, you don't have the interest in raising a strong African child. Therefore, and from my perspective, if you don't have any of those things, you should not have an African child, because that is critical to the development of an African child.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but I still feel like people can learn and grow.
I don't think the children should be.
But I do want to go on to something
else. One more thing. I don't think that children. If you want to learn and grow, go read some books. Okay. If you want to go learn and grow.
After the fact.
No. That's before the fact. If you want to learn and grow, don't use a child that you don't know anything about it. You don't believe in. And I'm talking about the African component of it. Go read a book. Don't get something that you don't know about, because because there are people that don't learn. So
okay,
the child
let's
suffers
say
as
that.
That.
Maybe they are, because everybody continues to grow.
No, everybody doesn't, Charmaine.
Hopefully.
Everybody doesn't.
That's true. You're right. That was a false statement.
Okay.
And one more thing.
And one more thing. Maybe there should be a just like when teachers they used to have psychological examinations of teachers before they were allowed to enter a classroom, then if there are people, white people of good heart and good intentions that can do this, then perhaps there should be an examination of those people that they have to pass before they are allowed to do that.
Well, with the adoption process, I thought that was already...
No, ma'am. Not about race. No,
okay.
Ma'am. No,
all
it
right.
is not.
I understand. I want to go on to something else.
All right.
And this is Condoleezza Rice. I want to say something about her, okay? To me, there is no difference between saying very mean, slanderous things about Condoleezza Rice and a white man writing about black people. I don't see a difference.
Explain.
When people say, well, George Bush is her husband.
When I say that,
to me, that's so slanderous.
But why is it
no
slanderous?
It's different than a white guy saying nasty things.
Well, wait a minute.
Me,
those are the words that came out of her mouth. I'm just quoting her.
But you know that
I'm quoting
but
her.
You know, and you're taking it to a level
I am
that's
making,
very mean.
I am making, okay, first, it's not slander because she said it, first of all. Secondly, I am making fun of her. Yes, and I am making fun of her, and I'm very clear about it. I may not express it every single time that I say. I am making fun of her because of what she has done to her community. She's over there buying $1,000 shoes when black people are dying on roofs and discounting that. I am making fun of her because she lied to us about how and why we got into this war. I am making fun of her. I'm talking about her right now, and I take it personal when a woman that looks like me is out here doing things that she should know better than. I am going to be harder on someone that looks like me because I know better. I know more about people that look like me, especially a woman, than I know about other people. I know more. So, yes, I'm going to be hard on her. And I have a right to do that because I am of African descent. She is of African descent. And I can call her on that. Somebody else can't call her on that. I can, and I will.
I disagree.
But
you have a good day.
All right, you take care of yourself. My name is Liz Brown. Yeah, I will make fun of her every single chance that I get because she's awful in the job that she's done. She's awful in the things that she believes, and she's awful in what she has done at the expense of the African community. Absolutely. I'm on that like a laser beam, and I will stay on that. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Hey, yo, caller, away!
Folks, that's the Sloan Ranger. Catch him weekdays at 5 p.m. here on WGNU.
Hello, this is Liz Brown. Gloria Steinem has said, I've never stopped being grateful that I was able to have an abortion in my early 20s. It was the first time I took responsibility for my own life. Join me and Gloria Steinem on Tuesday at 7 a.m. when she talks about her We Had Abortions campaign. You don't want to miss this. That's Tuesday, 7 a.m., only on The Wake Up Call.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rise up, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Ooh, I believe I can feel it. I can feel it because I got a little bit of the psychic in me. I feel it. It's time for the Liz Brown Because We Care package giveaway. Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. Oh, there are some lucky folks this week. Lucky, 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 lucky folks this week with the giveaway. We've got the George Bush Doesn't Care About Black People t-shirt. Yes, we do. We have the Liz Brown cups and magnets, and there's a wonderful book or two in there for you. All kinds of good stuff. Let's get the machine. Howard, did you flip the switch so we can get the machine going? I think we can. Yeah, we can. Let's get the machine going. Let's get the machine going. Let's get the machine going. Oh, yeah, don't forget you get passes to Catch a Fire. Okay, we've got our winner. Hey, Joe, already here to pick up his pass. Already here to pick up his pass. All right, we've turned the wheel. We've got our winner, Catherine Payne. Congratulations, congratulations, Joe. Catherine Payne, congratulations. You are the winner of the Liz Brown Because We Care package giveaway. Don't worry, we're going to have some good stuff, but you got to keep listening because you just don't know what kind of good stuff's going to be in the packet. So, congratulations. So, next week, listen for the sounders and sign up. Get on the list to see if you're going to be one of the winners. And, again, congratulations to Catherine Payne, Liz Brown, Because We Care package. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Jeff.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Was interested in your take if you've seen the movie The Last King of Scotland.
I have seen the previews for it, and
okay.
I have not seen it. I don't know that I'm going to be able to make myself go see it because I don't know that I want it in my mental Rolodex. I am challenged and concerned about the fact that, first of all, this is a movie about Idi Amin, but yet it's still it has the King of Scotland. So the focus, my concern always about the stories about that purport to be about African people, why is it told from the perspective of a non-African person?
Well, my understanding is, and I haven't seen the movie,
mm-hmm.
so that's why I was asking your perspective,
mm-hmm.
that he, Amin kind of considered himself as the King of Scotland. He kind of has some delusional stuff about that. So it is focused, my understanding is the focus is on Amin.
But you understand my point, that
yeah.
the very thing, then call it about Idi Amin. Why did we call it this? We don't have,
yeah.
out of all the things about him, and then I've seen the movie, I have seen the previews. My concern is that we see the white character, it's told from his perspective, and it's a fictional account. This is a book that is based on fiction. So we have a told from a white perspective of an African person, and I've seen those stories before, and none of them feed me in any kind of way. So
right.
I don't want to see
right.
another
yeah, well,
one.
That's always a frustration. Is a lot of times the black characters are seen as part of the backdrop. And that can be very frustrating.
And not only a backdrop, but told from a white perspective.
White perspective. Yeah, that's true.
So I have not seen it. I don't know that I will. I don't. I have read some background information. I need to go read more of it. I read something in passing that there was some conflict between the white guy in the movie and the star of the show, and now his name is escaping me.
Whitaker.
Yeah, Forrest Whitaker. Right. There is some conflict between the two of them.
Is that right?
Yes, and I've got to go explore that a little bit more.
Well, I've heard in terms of the reviews of Whitaker's performance.
Everybody wants, of course,
Oscar winning.
Well, of course, it's like it brings us back to the Denzel Washington's Oscar.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so you're gonna give an Oscar for a character that you have demonized. You know, our Halle Berry's Monster Ball piece. You get an Oscar if you play the role of something that is demonic.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that's
a good point.
There you go. And I got to roll, Jeff, but thanks for your call.
Thanks, Liz.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
Charles.
Yes, Liz.
Yes.
I had sent you a link this morning to smokinggun.com.
Okay, I haven't had a chance to follow through on it yet.
I want to talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you got a chance to hear that Bill O'Reilly had called Oprah out the other day on the radio and on his TV show, saying that she didn't have enough liberals on her show because he had made a list of her guests over the past however many months. And he was really upset because she had this author, what is his name, Mark Rich, the one that the writer for the New York Times.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He had wrote a book about George Bush, see.
Mm-hmm.
And Oprah gave him an hour on the show where he sat there and dissed George Bush about how he handled the war and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So O'Reilly was upset about that. Now,
wait a minute. His observation is that she has had nothing but liberals or nothing but conservatives on.
She had four conservatives, he says, and four times as many liberals.
Okay, and what is he? Okay, and
I mean it's her show, so she can do what she wants.
Just
he's upset about it, but it's his show. Guess who he had to talk about it was Michelle Malkin. You know that
yeah,
old,
super, super, super crazy conservative
right.
woman. Yes.
And this other woman that he claims is supposed to be a liberal, they sat there and they talked about Oprah on his show. Well, and I guess it got back to her. I think what he's jealous of her having that radio show.
I don't know if it's
jealousy because he called her out saying that he couldn't get on there.
Well, you know,
he got a new book out too.
I here's the thing. I don't know if it's jealousy as much as I want the same attention. I want people
right.
to buy
you
my
be
book.
Able to sell his book.
And nobody is buying my book. And if I get on Oprah, somebody will buy my
that's
book.
Exactly.
That's
so
what.
So what happened was,
but wait a minute,
somebody got back to Oprah and told her what was being said.
Uh-huh.
So he come out and say, well, I'm gonna be on there in a couple of weeks.
She's gonna have him on her show. Ew.
Hey, she gave in to it.
Okay, well then shame on her.
Opportunity to come on in a couple of weeks now. And so yesterday he says, okay, I got a link on my website
to Oprah's.
To Oprah, where Oprah's asking the public if they know anything about Bill O'Reilly, because she said she hasn't never watched the show. She don't know nothing about him. So she got her producers out trying to find out information about him.
So why would she have somebody?
I went to the link and it's asking the question. Do you agree with Riley? Do you have anything that you disagree with him about? And she wants you to send her information. So what I did is go to smokinggun.com, and I looked at this transcript. It's the complaint filed in the New York State Court against him from this woman, Andrea Macris, who he paid the $25 million to. And if you read that, I don't think a lot of people have a chance to read it yet.
Okay,
but
and I
thing
got
explains
I gotta
why
go.
He gave her $25
million. I got to go.
Guy, he's the worst pervert that I ever heard of. He worse than Jimmy Swaggart and any one of these other hypocrites out here.
All right. Thanks
because
for your call.
He did.
Thank you. Thanks for my call. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. Kim.
Yeah. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
I just called to say this. I don't understand about Condoleezza Rice. I don't understand how anybody could defend her, because she has not embraced the black community.
Absolutely.
And not only that,
absolutely
how
not.
Could anybody be spreading slanderous statements about her when this woman referred to herself as being, as President Bush being her husband.
That's not slander when I'm quoting you.
It is not. She said that.
She said that, and I'm going to make fun of her for saying that because that's a ridiculous statement. And she's also the one that said that we're going to have a mushroom cloud over this country if we don't go to war with Iran. She's a horrible person at her job. She's horrible at her job. She's horrible at the things that she said. Anybody could, I mean, can you imagine if you had the stature of Condoleezza Rice and you came from Alabama and 2 days after Hurricane Katrina, people are sitting on buildings, dying in water. You're buying shoes and going to plays? What kind of person are
you? You don't mean that you are like me. Do you understand that?
Well, Zora said, all my skin folk ain't my kin folk. You know, and we need to call people out that are not doing right, and nobody has a better position to do that than people like us. Nobody does. And I resent the fact that you are going to compare me to somebody who is racist and goes after black people and say that that is the same thing. It is not.
It's not
even the same universe.
And you out buying shoes while people up there dying? Mm. No, I can't defend that. I never will.
Never.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks for your call. And Mary. Mary.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, you know, I saw Obama's family when he's, you know, when he's trying to get the job to White House. He has a mixed family. He has an Asian in the family, his sister. And, you know, Pearl Buck brought a lot of kids back from the Second World War, and the last little kid was from a black man. And these were the soldiers who went over there, and they didn't want those kids, so she brought them back. Look at Josephine Baker. She has a mixed family.
And your point is what?
But I'm like you. I think we should stay in our own little family.
I think that there has to be a discussion about the validity and the need of empowering children of their African ancestry. And if you don't understand that, and if you aren't going to pursue that, I have a problem with someone saying that I want to adopt. You cannot adopt if you don't see value. You should not. You should be able to see value and importance. Can people do that? I believe
it's
that
race all of it. Oh, you know one thing? It's to raise all their shame and misery they put them through. We know our background.
I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about the importance of empowering a child with their African heritage. I'm not talking about weakening them with all of the things that the assaults that come against us. I'm talking about empowering them to walk the earth as a proud African person.
That's right.
Do you understand the need of that? Are you going to do that? And those are the questions that should be asked. And if the answers are no, then we have to look very hard at that and say, can that child be the way that they should be? Thanks for your call, listen. Don't forget that the International Urban Institute meets tomorrow at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor Fires Building. That's right. Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. They are generous and wonderful in allowing us to do this every Saturday. Be there. See you next week. We've got an incredible lineup for you. Gloria Steinem is going to be here on Friday. We're gonna out Jim Talon on Friday on Sickle Cell. You don't want to miss that. Our show at 7 o'clock. Lots of good stuff coming at you next week. Until then, stay strong.
Yes, many are denied equal treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile,